participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey sticks just because they've, gotten the full-blown either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that... Some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing...
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Now, what we're going to do is go online.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has a business. It's www.marcom.net /Don and Mike. Okay?
So nice to have our name up in lights.
Now, this costs money, so beware.
Beware.
Beware. And we're on this site right now, and there's a girl and a man. And let me see if I can describe this. What we're going to do is type in commands. This is a website where there are people that have a digital camera in front of them.
Right.
And you type in something that you want them to do, and they do it.
So what are the commands you're going to type in?
Well, let's see. We have from a guy named J.D. Square.
Now, anybody can get on this right now,
yes.
Right?
He has written, my wife says she likes these two.
Right.
And then Mike, MMM Mike, says, ho, I have no jealousy. Sexstar says, but you're jealous. And then Mama Mike says, I'm sure he's a nice guy. All right, let me get on here.
All right, how do you do that? Are you going to type in something?
Well, first, let me log us in. Okay, click on this icon, and there should be Don and Mike. There we go. All right, now then I click here. All right, take off your clothes. Okay?
All right. I think they've already done that.
Well, look at not right all now. Of them, though.
Yeah, they're pretty well... I don't know about her, but now he's naked.
I just hit enter. Mm-hmm. I don't see it up there.
All right. We're waiting.
Oh, hold on. Oh, there it is. Don Mike, take off your clothes.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to write, stop doing that to him.
Oh. That's good. I like the power.
Okay, I've typed it now. Stop doing that to him. No guys in this shoot, okay? No guys.
He's not going to like you.
That's what I just typed in. No guys in this shoot. All girls. All nude. All hot. Okay.
Let's see if they react.
Oh, now someone has written something that they'd like the girls to do. What about an... something that we can't say on the radio.
That's for sure. It seems like something's going on there with the...
She's doing something to him that
it involves a guy.
Okay, now I've typed in a direct command to tell her to stop doing something she's doing to him.
Right. And we're waiting for them to respond.
You see, now she has stopped doing that to him.
Yep. Yeah.
See what I wrote? Stop blowing him. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, God, dear.
Now, let me write, where are
the other girls?
Or girls. All right, I wrote, where are more girls? Oh, now, hold on. Here's an answer from one of the girls in the shoot.
Okay.
She writes, no guys on this shoot. Ahem, we need one for the couple act.
Okay.
Girls only, we want to... shoot, back up. Where's back up? Back. We want to see some nice...
Booze. All right, now we're waiting for a response.
Okay, so we've logged on. We're on the internet right now directing a porno.
There it is. There's your message.
Oh, now somebody has written, sit on him. Oh, and other guys.
See, they're not paying attention.
She's not
to
doing
you.
What we're saying.
This is not exclusive. This is for everybody, and she is back to paying attention to him. Listen to me, damn it. Don is typing it. Listen to me, damn it.
All in caps, like I'm screaming. All
everything
right?
You've written has been in caps. That's what's good. It's the only way I can see it.
For girls only, we want to see some nice boosh. And then here's all the creeps that are on this thing. A guy named Sheepy. A guy named...
Is anybody getting mad at you for your request?
No, they're not even listening to me. And there I just wrote, hey, you bad girl.
Listen to me, damn it.
Listen to me, damn it.
She seemed, now these, what these are is a series of still photographs that seem to be progressing. We're not actually seeing movement here. We're just seeing a series of still photographs that are being sent down the line. All right, somebody said, hey, Buzz. Wait a minute, there's Don. Look at this.
What? Oh.
Hey, Buzz. What does that say?
Oh, there's a sign. Hey, Buzz, this one's for you.
Oh, man, and it's the guy with the pictures right. He's held that sign up right next to his thing.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, God. Buzz, a personal message all the way along the net.
Thanks. All right, let me type in a Buzz. Buzz is no...
Tom Gavin. Can you spell sex?
You know, they're not doing what we asked. They're just doing bits. They're holding up signs.
But it's pretty amazing that they're...
All right, now here. Sheepy has written, get the bleeping sign out of the way. And bleep the brains out of her, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, somebody's very frustrated.
And then there I wrote, Buzz is no fag. Oh, now they have one up that says, oh, God, no one tell Frida about this.
All right. You are not funny, you card boy. Please leave the B-L-E-S. Please leave. Nah.
Dennis Murphy, this one's for you. Now they're putting everybody on the show on their little cue cards.
All right.
Little index cards are what they're holding over their naked bodies.
Oh, now where she's back to doing that again.
That seems like a repeat photograph. I don't think that's a new photograph.
Now, where's my latest? Oh, no, Big Paul has written something. Do him standing up, he's written.
All right, let's see if that happens.
It was, yes, bathroom the Dutch way.
Oh.
And then there's my message. You are not funny, cue card boy. Please leave now and get another girl. And then someone writes that he has a small thing.
They're in a bathroom. No. This would be, Don, I think we're going into the area of Blumpkin here.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, all right.
All right, tell them to stop.
I will.
Tell them, for the love of God, stop.
All right.
Please stop. No.
And she's giving him a Blumpkin.
That's what we're seeing right now.
Oh, no. Oh, look what people are writing.
Oh, no.
God, people are such creeps on this thing.
What do you expect?
Look at all the things. I'm bored of BJ. Screw her.
Yep.
Do something to him. Do something to his butt. Is this live? And then there's me. Get off the effing toilet. All right, now someone else has written, you bet it's live.
All right, is anyone, A-N-Y, is anyone here listening?
All right, just typed in, is anyone here listening to us? They're on the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a very bad girl.
Oh. This would be an experiment that's going haywire. I just typed in, is anyone here listening to us?
And then somebody says, this sucks.
All right.
Somebody doesn't like this.
I just typed in another response. thing.
All right.
Now she's turning and looking at the camera.
What do you want
there,
her to do?
See what I've written? Hello, whore.
And it looks like she's looking at the screen and acknowledging your comment.
All right, now come on. We don't want to see some guy. We want to.
Oh, dear. Don, they've changed positions. They're still on the bowl.
All right, now I've written, we want to see some chicks. And now someone else has written, it's too dark, can't see on the toilet. Don and Mike want to talk to the models. And there's my answer. We want to see some chicks.
Yep.
Right?
It's, you know, with this stop action, it's just things happen when you don't see the transitions. But I will tell you that he is still sitting on the toy. And
oh my God.
She is now also sitting there.
Oh, my God. Britain, she is faking it. You know, how are we supposed to direct our movies when they don't listen to our direction?
Yeah, they're not listening to our direction at all.
Hey, listen to our direction. God damn it.
That didn't work the last time.
Hey, that's what I've written. Hey, listen to our direction.
Now she's standing up. There, we're not meeting the models, that's for sure.
They're still in the bathroom.
Get out. Oh. Oh, dear.
Well, look, I've given them many, many direct orders.
They don't seem to want to leave the bathroom.
Come on. Listen to me or else.
Just type in. Somebody said there is a solo girl coming up. I guess you're jealous of him.
No, I just don't want.
No, close up.
See.
I guess that would be directed toward the person who said they were faking it.
There you go. So I've written, listen to me or else, and then someone has written, Mike, this isn't live, is it? And then someone wrote, show us someone else, and says, lick and bite. And then there's my response. No, I don't want to see his ugly penis.
Now, you should get a response to that, I would think.
Okay. Oh, my God. I just looked at the picture.
Yeah, the picture.
I just looked at the picture.
They're still on the toy.
Oh, goodness. Oh, come on. Get off the toilet. Get off the toilet.
No, they're still there.
No pun intended. T-U-N-I-N.
What's that say?
It says, I'm so wet.
What's the thing hang on? What's the...
Where?
The yellow. What's that?
I don't see the yellow. What do you mean, on the picture?
No, the response that from the yellow.
Oh, that's Sex Star. That's supposedly one of the girls that's actually in the shoot.
Oh.
See, everybody else... When they're in red,
right?
The names in red, they're guys like us that are just online.
Oh, I get it.
When you see an answer in yellow...
Oh, we've lost signal.
Hold on. I think they've switched. Oh, it's another girl.
It's a girl.
All right. Look at her. Take a look at her, will you?
Man, oh, man. That's some bad road there.
Oh, my God.
You know, I would say, looking at this picture, that there is hope for Randy. The lady that's going to be in the house.
Now we're looking at a lady who's got a couple of miles on her, and she's wearing a bikini. All right, she's kind of lounging.
Now she's not lounging. She, you know,
hello.
You go from picture to picture here. It jumps around quite wildly.
And they don't even have anything on there where we can give a response. Now, all right, let's take a call and see if anybody listening to us,
okay,
is actually online with us. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt your internet thing, but I just called to let you guys know that we're at Bohagers. There's already about 150 people here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. We don't even hit the stage for another 4 hours.
Three hours.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. I thought you were online with us, but I guess you're in line.
We've lost the communication aspect.
Yeah, now there's no way for us to write our commands on the screen now. Oh, we're getting our pictures.
I just want to say, boo!
This girl pointing her butt at the TV.
TV.
I mean, it's the camera.
The camera.
At the TV. TV, Mike. At the monitor.
At the visual TV.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Bobby.
Your guy.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm checking it out, too.
Are you online right now?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's pretty cheesy.
Yeah, I think so, too. Do you see the girl with her big butt sticking out of the TV? At the camera?
I'm getting a breast shot right now, so I don't think we're all getting it.
Oh, look, I think ours froze up.
I think we're frozen.
Mm.
We're frozen in time here.
All right, let me click on an icon here. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Mouse.
That's not an icon.
All right, no, I don't get anything.
Click on her.
Nothing. I'm getting nothing, Mike.
Yeah, it is frozen.
Yeah. It's great. We're going to have to unplug the computer and start over again. Hello?
You want the guy? You want the pornographer?
No. No, he scares me.
It says buy now and get 50 more minutes for free.
Oh, yeah.
50% more minutes.
Our time just ran out?
Are we out of time?
Is that what happened?
Maybe that's it.
Look, what does this say? Let me click onto this.
I have some quarters.
Choose block of time.
Quarters.
Be quiet, Buzz. Oh, no, see, this is where you put your credit card in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look at, they set us up with a free pass that just expired.
Yeah.
Well, I can't put that on my credit card.
Here you go. My number is...
yeah. All right. Are you kidding? My wife would kill me. Yeah. All right. So much for that experiment.
Was that it? Is that it? Are we out of time now?
I don't know.
We have time.
Oh, here comes the guy.
Oh, here comes the creepy guy.
How are you doing? The creepy guy that set this whole thing up.
All right, he's busily working the computer right now. And you know, I didn't care for it when you said that your keyboard that you brought in is a little sticky. That was not a good choice of words, sir.
This guy's spooky. This guy.
He's working that computer madly.
Right, he looks like the guy on The Simpsons. He looks like the guy that runs a comic book store on The Simpsons.
We got two girls now.
All right, there's two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. All right, we're back online now. All right, let me try it again.
All right.
Hello. Again.
Naturally. Hello again. Hello.
All right, now, I typed in something. Now, are you on there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Are you on? What's your name on this?
Picasso 3.
You just wrote YYY?
I just wanted to see how to type the information on.
All right, let me see if you're on. I have just typed a message. What did I just write?
Hold on. Let's wait for it to come up.
What did I just type?
Hello again, whores.
That's right. That's exactly what I typed. Okay, now I'm going to write a very blunt command, okay? Should I be graphic in the word?
Go ahead, Don. We're not telling anybody what we're saying. We have to do it on the radio.
Graphic as you get.
Okay. All right, now. I've written a command. Something I think that they should do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Hello, come on. What's going to come up? All right, now this guy named Griswold, he's written a couple of commands. He's written, mm-hmm. Two girls, what's this? And then he's written...
Somebody's disappointed.
Who are they? Mm-hmm. Oh, and there. Let's see. There you go. There's my command. What I want them to do.
Okay, good. Very good. Let's see if it happens now.
Okay.
You've given your command.
Now someone named Walrus has just written on there, hello, radio gods.
Ah. All right, very good. And now we're going to see if they pay attention to the command here and see how quickly this works. I think this will be a good... key to find out how live this really is.
Now, are you still online, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, did you read my command?
Yes, I did.
All right, let's see. It looks like they might be getting in position to do it. Hold on. Oh, no, wrong.
Hey, hello.
Wrong.
My funny Valentine. Wow.
All right. Now, I've written no butts, please. I don't want to see any butt stuff. All right, there's a nice plug for us. Someone wrote Don and Mike Rule.
Okay.
See what I wrote? No action like that, please. Okay?
please. No action, please. Finally, I can read this. That is great. It's a double solo act, guys. Special treat. That's what they say. Sex stars. Well, now are they in a tub or something? Are they putting on oil or something like that?
Hold on.
Oh, there she is. There's a close-up. Hey, no close-ups. Why don't you put down there no close-ups of the older blonde lady?
No close-ups of the hag.
You put it better.
All right.
I can't wait till that comes on.
Now, everybody else is writing a whole bunch of stuff, but here's the message
they all
that I
want to do. Everybody seems to want the same thing.
Here's the message I wrote. Someone wrote, Don and Mike, you should have them do this at your studio. They're not lesbians. This is a special act for today.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've given them a command. And
right. Please.
Please we have to play some commercials. No close-ups of the hagged-out blonde.
I want to see what they say when they respond to that.
Oh, what is she doing?
She seems to be sucking her fingers.
Oh, my God. All right, here you go. Let me write the blonde.
And then there's one guy that's obviously giving you your regular fare on this thing that's describing what he's, I'm craving to do something. That's the regular who could care less that we're on this site. Oh, my.
Oh, what?
Well, that picture.
Now, look, at someone has written the name of that guy, Fut You, right? The guy from Jackie Chan. And then there's my latest message. The blonde gal looks like 20 miles of bad road.
There we go. And they're still not paying attention to our commands.
No.
Our commands.
Okay. I just typed in another great comment. Are you reading what I'm writing? When do you read my next comment?
I just saw it.
Oh, my. Okay, it says, come on, you can...
Come on, you can give us a special request.
Oh, all right, girls. Well, that's very nice. But listen, I told you before, do...
Hey, there they go. They're finally doing what you asked them to do.
Do that to each other.
Yeah, okay, that's what you want them to do.
Right. Do each... O-T-H-E-R. All right, let's see. Well, Hammerlick, will you stop? Some guy named Hammerlick wrote, Don, does your wife know about this? I don't know what my wife mentioned on this thing. Let me write it.
Bad gravelly robe, was that you?
No, that was someone else. I just wrote Bad Road. Someone wrote Gravelly Road. Oh, when is Dennis Murphy coming to visit? And there's my command. Do that to each other.
You know, this is like when we do the phone host theater. Why do you put down there so ugly? You guys are so ugly.
All right, now someone's written Call Frida. Although they wrote it Frita.
Frita, like Fritata.
F-R-I-T-A-T-A. Don and Mike, two bad guys. This hot stuff is for solo use only. Oh. Oh, goodness. Oh, God.
Man, oh, man.
All right. One last thing I'm gonna do, all right?
Okay.
My fingernails grow. All the women are jealous of my...
My fingernails grow.
F-I-N-I-N-G-E-R.
Fingernails.
Well, trying to type as fast as I can.
You're doing a good job.
My fingernails grow. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Yeah.
All right. Hello? Hello?
Oh, there's a close-up, Don. Take a look at that photograph.
Oh. All right, one last. Who wants to see that rare rose tree?
Oh, sounds like somebody's getting paged.
Oh, hello? Oh, that's the guy on the phone that was watching.
He's gone. Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
All right, let's see. What are they writing now? There's my fingernails grow. All the women are jealous of my fingernails. Hello, hello.
Hello.
And then it says... Come on, guys, a little more friendly. That's what someone has written to us. I guess they want us to be more friendly.
And then anyone here with a thing as big as this one, and I don't see the thing.
Ugh.
Oh, that's what they were talking to.
Okay.
Pretty standard fare there.
All right, well, I believe that... Oh, there's my last one. Who wants to see that? Oh, I spelled the word beef wrong.
Rare rose meth. Who wants to see that rare rose meth? The French spelling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, there's another one. No one tell Frida about this.
Oh, boy.
All right, they're holding up more signs now.
Jeez, enough with the signage.
Hello, you didn't follow our order in the first place.
You did not follow our order.
Hello.
My name. Hey, are you sure that hag's not Randy?
Well, we don't know for sure. I think Randy is indisposed right now.
All right, I typed in one last command, okay, for these girls. We're still holding up a sign.
Oh, there she is. Another close-up of her.
Something about Frida.
Come on, yeah.
All right, there's my last command. What I told her to do. Do that like we asked you before.
Okay. Let's see. You know, you have been asking for, what, last 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And they haven't responded. Let's see what the next picture brings us. No.
All right, someone has written, hail Donna Mike.
They've got this pre-orchestrated thing they're going to do, and they're going to do no matter what anybody says.
Someone has written, can we get these two to the beach house? All right, I'm going to... You... hold on. You are the worst actresses I've ever worked with.
Signed, John Holmes.
You cows couldn't find your way out of... Out of the pasture.
Would have thought a beautiful impossible thing like this. I only have one thing that I want to contribute to.
This is my final command.
Can I just do one?
Sure.
Use jelly. That's all.
Okay. All right, now it says, how about having them at Bohagers tonight?
Right.
Look at those boils.
See, it's taking an ugly turn now.
Then it says, video hosed on. Walrus has written, how's about some butt love? And there you go. You are the worst actresses I've ever worked with. You cows couldn't find your way out of the pasture. Then I wrote something else. Now, what did you want me to write?
Please use some jelly. Oh, dear. We're getting some close-ups. You know, your request was never processed.
Right. I'm sorry. We're going to have to end this.
There's jelly. Somebody beat me to the punch there.
Well, I put, from Mike, please use some jelly. And now someone wrote, Mr. Clean wants some jelly. We need jelly.
People love jelly, even on a sex site.
All right. Well, listen, their address is www.marcom2ms.net/Don and Mike, one word. Okay? Log on there if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't follow any of our commands. What does it say now? We love video hose with jelly.
Jelly has started an entire dialogue here.
All right, now I've just typed in Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Now I'm going to be real obnoxious.
Oh, and then, of course, one of the regulars says, and peanut butter. Lots of Mr. Cleans on there.
Those are all from me.
Mr. King, Mr. King, Mr. King.
And now a hoe is written, I have great jelly. All right, well, this was a wonderful experiment.
Yes, there's all the experiment's right. Concluded.
Well, there you go.
Tell Amanda to take the computer away now.
There you go. All right, you know, Mike, someone mentioned about her a moment ago, mentioned her name. Here now is Randy.
Randy's here.
Making her third.
I'm on the beach house.
Making her third fantastic appearance of the day.
And I'm all happy.
What,
now,
Randy?
Don't you know?
What, Randy?
And, darlings, you got to get clean this act up a little bit. You got to get major.
What? All right, Randy.
All right, Randy. See you at the beach house.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's our third call from Randy, who is spiraling every time she speaks with us.
The girls are still doing their own thing on the screen.
Yeah, they've been absolutely paying no attention to our commands.
Very bad actresses. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, well, I hate to spoil you all guys' fun there, but I was wondering what happened to Jim, your brother.
My brother, Jim?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, I was going to call him. I forgot to call him. I'm a busy man. I have movies to direct.
Okay.
Now, if you see him pop up on this site, you'll know exactly where he is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I just did the marcom.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, roger.
And it says, if you're looking for Don and Mike, go to marcom.net.
Well, maybe they have another command on there. I don't know. Now, there's someone who's written, when are you coming to the Big Sack Radio Gods? So we still have people who are tracking with the show who
That's
are
right.
online here.
People are hopping online.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, we could say we did it.
Yes, we did.
We do big deal, directed a porno on the internet, but the girls didn't listen to us.
They didn't pay attention.
And there was too much of that guy to begin with. Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Janice from South Bay.
Hello, Janice.
Don, yes. I didn't mean to offend you earlier, okay?
When?
You hung up on me. This is, I was going to call up.
Yeah. All right, who cares? Well, our thanks to Marcom.com.
Thanks so much.
And to the spooky guy with the computer for getting us set up. We'll do it again sometime if the actresses would just listen.
Yeah, maybe if we're just on here and we can give them direction, maybe that'll work.
All right, so thanks. Yeah. Thanks to them.
That'll be happening soon.
Hey, quick break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years. She's been appearing with us.
9 years. About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
nine.
Yes.
Nine. Good, thank you.
Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it.
Okay. I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No. I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. That's all right. It's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Wish you a welcome to break.
The Don and Mike Show.
I used to rock and roll all night and party every day. Then it was every other day. Now I'm lucky if I can find half an hour a week in which to get funky. I've got to get out of this rut and back into the groove.
They're the hair and the teeth in the comedy tumor. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
How's it going?
Hey, great, thanks.
I was listening to y'all talk about Clint Howard, and I finally figured out that he was the freaky-looking dude from Apollo 13. And I went and got on the Internet, and I found all his movies.
Well, there were a lot of freaky-looking guys in Apollo 13. Virtually all of the guys that work in Mission Control, with the exception of...
Ed Harris,
yeah.
Ed Harris also has the large cranium.
Goofy-looking guy.
With that, very little hair. Ed Harris is one of those rare actors, like Sean Connery, who has forged success even without a big head of hair.
Yeah, I like him. He's cool.
Yeah, very cool guy.
He's very macho. He's good in The Rock.
But Ed Harris. Clint Howard's the one with the glasses that can start fires. You want to be on a deserted island with him.
Well, do you have the Clint Howard biography there?
I do indeed. I go
lay it on us.
That's filmography, Don.
Yeah. Filmography. Oh, I haven't noticed.
You know what I meant.
TV appearances, and then I have all his TV shows and movies.
The movies he was in, please.
All right. The Andy Griffith Show, The Baileys of Balboa, An Eye for...
No. Just the movies.
Oh, just the movies. Okay. An Eye for an Eye. Let's see. Gentle Giant.
You know what we should do? Hold on, please. Hold on. We should go through each of these movies and try to figure out what the connection to Big Brother Ron Howard is.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. It's like playing the Kevin Bacon game. Mm-hmm. What was the first one you mentioned?
An Eye for an Eye.
An Eye for an Eye.
Is that a movie with Ed Harris and Sally Field?
I think that's a James Bond movie.
That's GoldenEye.
No. How could Ron Howard have gotten his brother into a James Bond movie? All right, read on.
All right, Gentle Giant.
About Gentle Ben, I think. Mm-hmm.
The Jungle Book.
You mean animated?
Yes.
Right, so he did a voice?
Yes.
Big guy. Guys that look like that can do a lot of those animated films.
Ron Howard must have had some side deal going with Disney.
Sure.
And he said, hey, let my brother be a voice.
Sure. Come on down to the studio.
All right, what else?
He was in 2 Winnie the Pooh movies.
Another animated movie.
Yeah. Okay.
The Wild Country.
Never heard of that.
Is that animated?
I don't know.
Right. Okay, keep going.
Huckleberry Finn. Oh, that's a TV movie. Eat My Dust.
Now, that was Ron Howard's first directorial movie.
Yeah.
It was a movie about stock car racing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it at a drive-in.
With Patrick Swayze?
I don't know if Patrick Swayze was in it. I'll tell you, it's the first time... Well, I can't tell you what it was the first time that happened, but I was in a drive-in with my ex-wife, Dawn.
Oh.
I was 16 at the time, and it was the first time that I ever...
You ever...
diddled.
Oh, really?
A girl.
Really?
At that movie. I swear to God.
So you...
first time ever.
At Eat My Dust.
That's right, at the Ron Howard movie. It was at a drive-in in Janesville, Wisconsin.
That's the movie that had the sequel, I'll Never Wash My Hands Again.
And the other sequel, Smell My Fingers. That was a first for me.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
That's a big... when you're young... We shouldn't talk about this. It's very bad. Very bad. I try to sometimes remind myself that I am a parent. Even though my kids can't understand any of this that's going on. I just got to say, at least from memory,
yeah,
me see this as delicately as I can. That was a huge action, a huge activity.
Sure, that's why I remember it so
In young boy circles. It was
right.
It was the big deal. It was really like the big deal.
You get done, you go, what's so great about that?
But still.
Mission accomplished.
Huge deal. It was like, something where you really wanted to go tell the world afterwards.
And I did.
So did I.
Oh, trust me, I did.
Trust me, I did. Wow.
Why did I ever marry that bitch? That is the single biggest mistake of my life, was marrying my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was a mistake. How come a bolt of lightning from heaven didn't come down to say, don't do that?
Hey, you're not the only guy that made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes.
But other than that, I'm perfect. All right, what's next in the Clint Howard filmography?
Grand Theft Auto.
Another Ronnie Howard film.
Harper Valley PTA.
Lame.
Yeah.
Somebody already mentioned Rock and Roll High School.
Right. Yeah.
Evil Speak.
Just keep going. We haven't heard of any of these. Night Shift, that was, again, a Ron Howard movie with Fonzie. Was in that, where they were the morticians.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Actually, a reasonably successful movie.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Flip Out, Splash.
Splash, another big successful movie.
Cocoon.
And that hugely successful movie. That's the only film that I really remember Clint Howard's performance.
Memorable. That would be your most memorable?
Absolutely. When they fall asleep and all the seniors get out into the pool. Man.
Okay, next.
The Wraith, Gung-Ho, End of the Line, Freeway, B-O-R-N, Tango and Cash,
God.
An Innocent Man, Parenthood, Silent Night, Deadly
Night. What was he in Parenthood?
Parenthood was somehow Ron Howard was, Ron Howard was, wasn't he like the director or producer of that movie? Ron Howard had a hand in Parenthood because Ron Howard and Steve Martin are buddies.
That's all the gems that he gets are basically Ron Howard's films.
All right, what's next?
Silent Night, Deadly Night 4 and 5.
Right, wow. Horror movies probably.
You know, when you come in to the third sequel, you know that you're in trouble. You know, that's a loser move right there. You know, you're not even there for the beginning, but when they're looking to fill the bodies for the quadruple movie.
All right, what's next?
Disturbed, Backdraft, The
Backdraft,
Rocketeer.
Another Ron Howard movie, right?
Okay, what else?
The Rocketeer, Body Chemistry 2.
Oh, do you remember The Rocketeer?
The movie sucked. That was like
terrible.
The guy that had the rocket pack on his back. Right. He was like a cheesy. Yeah, he's a cheesy 1940s superhero. Movie blew.
Far and Away. Kicks.
Was Far and Away like the Irish movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
Really
long. And he's terrible, terrible Irish pilot.
It's like going to hell watching that movie. You're moving a little slowly. You're moving. I don't want to insult you right now, but I want to tell you that even in his current condition, Gene Siskel could read through this list faster than you are.
Faster, y'all keep interrupting me. All right, Carnosaur, Leprechaun 2, Bigfoot, The Unforgettable Encounter, The Paper, let's see, where am I now? Not Like Us, Ice Cream Man, Fist of the North Star, Dillinger and Capone,
God.
Digital Man, Babyface Nelson, Forget Paris, Apollo 13, Twisted Love, That Thing You Do, Rattled, Barbed Wire, Unhook the Stars, Street Corner Justice, Santa with Muscles, The Protector, Austin
Santa
Powers.
With muscles. Okay, keep going.
Telling You, Arthur's Quest, Twilight, and From the Earth to the Moon.
And that is the lame thing on HBO that Tom Hanks did, because Tom Hanks is crazy about rockets.
You know, for any actor, that would be, while numerous films are mentioned, that is a lame-o filmography.
Sure, he's Ron Howard's brother.
And the only good ones on there, really, somehow Ron has a hand in them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and about Gene Siskel, over the weekend I logged a couple of seconds with Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, good.
And it was just the fat guy doing the show by himself.
Right. Roger Ebert.
And then at the very end, did you see it too, Buzz?
No, I was just reading about it today.
At the very end of the show, they said, and now joining us by telephone,
right.
And they put his picture up in the corner of the screen. Where he goes,
has he been ill?
Yeah, don't you remember Gene Siskel had brain surgery?
Oh, that's right.
Roger.
No,
he spoke okay, but I was concerned because there was like no current picture of him. I didn't know if he would, he wasn't, he was live on the show, but not via video camera. They just had a still of him, and he was talking on the telephone.
Very excited about all the pictures we're going to review this week. And Gene's going to call in with a drilled head and try
who would listen to a movie review from a guy who just had brain surgery?
And, you know, if they continue their normal relationship, Roger should get on him like that. Well, Gene, obviously the hole in your head has not enabled you to look at the picture the proper way, and you're not figuring
out
exactly
what's going on. Roger, you're very fat. You're probably going to have a heart attack soon. You're very fat.
All right, Levana B. Face, but I'll tell you right now, at least I didn't have to have a major hole drilled into my skull. I may be fat, but I don't drool at the table anymore.
Can you wipe yourself, Roger?
No, I have a great deal of difficulty wiping myself, but I'll tell you this, Gene. I'm not lying, blowing spit bubbles in a hospital bed, and you know nothing about the Truman Show. We'll be back, but until then, the balcony and the hospital bed is closed.
It was spooky watching it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but is he going to come back? I mean, is he going to be okay, Gene Siskel?
The producers of the show said they're going to take it on a week-to-week basis, so take that as you will.
And it was my feeling from watching the fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fat guy. Loving it. You know what I mean? They had the empty chair sitting next to him.
Right.
But he was very relaxed. Like, you know, he couldn't really say it, but he's like, hey, listen.
Right.
My dreams have finally come true.
Yeah. My entire life, all I've thought about is the show being changed to Andy Ebert. Andy Ebert will be the name of the show.
Skinny guy's got brain cancer. Okay, what do you got now, brain cancer or brain?
All they've said is it was a growth on his brain and that it has been removed and that the prognosis is good. That's all we've heard.
Well, Buzz, is Roger Ebert. I can only say I wish they had gone all the way and drilled deeper into the brain so he wouldn't be able to come back at all. And then we can all watch Andy Ebert, the name of the new show, Andy Ebert. Hi. This is Roger Ebert. I'm cutting into the...
This is Gene Siskel.
Gene's going to be momentarily indisposed while I saw through his cranial core.
I love booty call.
You love booty call, and that's when I thought that I performed handmade brain surgery, and he won't be back.
I love son-in-law.
Thanks, Gene, for that intricate review of son-in-law.
Makes it taste good.
Makes it taste good. Another fabulous selection by Gene on If We Pick the Oscars. Makes it taste good. Starring Charles Broyhill and a big pitcher of iced tea. Thank you, Gene.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Unfortunately, Gene will be assisted putting his thumb up, and I will be able to put my thumb up with my own power. There we are.
It's like the fat guy's revenge.
Yeah. Gene can't move his thumb, but unfortunately, I can put my oversized thumb up in the air.
Because you go, you know, both those guys, what makes that show good is that they're both know-it-alls.
And they both hate each other, right?
And when it really gets venomous between the two of them, that's when, like, Gene Siskel really would just say something that, well, you're just a big load.
He'd go right to the fat guy. Yeah. You know, when they're on Letterman, that's like a must-watch because
they're
always
good arguing with each other.
Absolutely. It's one of the only funny things on Letterman anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, my name is Neil, and Clint Howard, he was in Austin Powers.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
You know, I'd like to point out that there are a lot of Clint Howard, you know, lookalikes out there floating around. A lot of people think they see Clint Howard, think he's an alien.
Yeah. It's Charlie Stossel. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bueno Arbusto.
Hey.
Hey, my friend. An Eye for an Eye was a Chuck Norris movie.
Odd. How could I have forgotten that, being such a huge Chuck Norris fan?
I bet
Gene Siskel loves all of Chuck Norris's movies now.
Gene loves all the Chuck Norris movies. He's a big fan. Remember that Chuck Norris movie we had to go see? Remember the one where he wouldn't come on the show unless we went to see it?
Isn't that the movie that you ended up not going to see?
I didn't see it with you guys. I saw it like a day earlier, had a screening for that movie. So one of the only times that's ever happened.
Chuck Norris refused to come on our show unless we saw one of his stupid karate movies.
So dumb.
And, well, I never saw it because when our late producer and I went downtown to the theater was locked, but all I remember about that day is that's the day that we discovered a bowel movement on the street that appeared to be left by a homeless person. We spent a good 15 or 20 minutes studying it.
To see if it was human or not.
Human or animal. Because it was right on, it was a theater that's right down by Lulu's. You know where that is in Northwest?
Yeah.
And the theater had all of these nooks and crannies, and where the theaters would exit, there would be like a little area where a guy could stay.
Sure. Right? And hang out, make it his little house and his bathroom and everything. And you concluded that it was definitely human, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
After Frank went down and inspected it.
Yeah, well, you know, the ultimate test. How's it taste, Frank? It's human, definitely human.
He's down there. You're standing at the top of the steps. Definitely human, Don.
And as I recall, didn't we just lie to Chuck Norris and tell him we'd seen the movie and he was a fine guest?
I was able to, like an idiot, I went and saw the screening. And I remember coming to you and saying it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And then he came on the show and I'm like, hey, terrific. You know, that one scene where you smacked the insane guy. Wow. Powerful stuff.
Didn't bother to tell him. Those are the days before we did the freewheeling show that we have now.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't believe that I told him that Frank and I had discovered the human leavens there. And I mean, almost like the kind that you see like in a joke store.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like the pyramid is how it looked like.
Sure.
Perfectly rolled evenly all the way to the top.
You had a little coil down there, and you could actually put a plastic mold on it and send it to a novelty shop, and you'd have the perfect gift.
Looked like the top of a DQ cone.
Yeah.
You know how they get that little curly on the end of a Dairy Queen ice cream cone?
Whoever the poor soul was that was living in that little corner of the world was at least regular, and I think that's good.
Dynamite. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey, great.
I had a question. I was wondering what you thought of the last Larry Sanders.
I think we reviewed that on yesterday's episode.
I was out of the country.
You were out of the country?
Good old Great Britain.
Really? You were in the UK?
I was.
You running a ginger spice over there?
I was actually doing ginger spice over there.
Wow.
Hey, did you hear that she might leave? Of course, she's left the Spice Girls, but she's thinking about joining. There's some other, like, Spice Girls group over there. There's like,
oh, really?
Of course, there's the knockoff Spice Girls.
Yeah, but they're a little more dangerous, I hear.
Yeah, the Spice Girls are supposed to be wholesome, and the other girls are supposed to be big whores.
Right. I think that's, hey, if you're going to go against the Spice Girls, get a naughtier, sleazier version of the Spice Girls.
So that's what I had heard.
The only reason we all watch them anyway.
She was going to go join that other group, whatever. What's the name of the other group? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
How could you be more whorish than the Spice Girls? Right? Or do you know Robbie? Here's Robbie, who doesn't like custard.
Yeah, is it All Saints?
All
is that
Saints.
The group? The
all
girls,
Saints?
The girl group?
I heard it's the Yeast Girls.
Hold on, I got their record here if that's them.
What did you think of the show, though?
Larry Sanders?
Yeah.
At least I thought the stuff that they did behind the scenes was real funny. I didn't like any of the stuff that they did on the real show, except for Jim Carrey.
For a grand finale, it could have been a stronger show. It was kind of mediocre.
Too bad Gary Shandling is not as talented as we are.
That's right.
I'm just waiting for you to agree with us. Hello?
Sounds like he's gone.
Yeah, we lost him. Oh, you know what? I think I accidentally hung up on that guy. Hello?
Now, what is the name of this new female group?
Name of the group is All Saints.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me.
Well, they're what? They're dirtier than the Spice Girls?
Good.
I need to know
good.
What I've done wrong. And how
that ginger spice, though.
Going
quite a set of major league yabos, though.
Yeah, they'll be missed. I hope they get a new Spice Girl.
Her trophies are most excellent.
Not only will your answers keep me safe, but I'll never
this sucks.
The same mistake again.
She's all right.
Tell me to my face.
Well, this song stinks so bad, these girls better be absolutely naked while they're performing. It's the only way to get an audience, right?
Way, I have to know.
Ugh.
Did I
fast forward here?
Yeah, please.
Never tried.
There we go.
Take a shower. I will gather. I will roll.
Yuck.
Woo.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls are bigger whores than the Spice Girls, eh?
Hope so.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dynamite.
Have you guys ever given up this Spanish equivalent for Bueno Melons?
Look at how heavy this guy is breathing. Beach Towel Club, Beach Towel Club.
You mean breasts?
Yes, guys, that's it.
Whoa.
How about Bueno DSLs?
You're so wrong.
All the dirty things you guys say on my beach towel.
You wanted to talk about breasts, right?
Well, I just want to tie it into Bueno Arbusto, you know?
Yeah.
All right, you know, Bueno Arbusto means good bush or excellent bush.
Right.
And when you called, you said you were going to give us the Spanish equivalent of good breast, and instead you said DSL, which has nothing to do with either bush nor breast.
The only common thread, of course, is sex talk. Lots of sex talk.
And your heavy breathing.
No, I was asking you guys for your...
Oh, so you don't have the Spanish version of nice breasts. All right, well, so you've offered nothing, really.
Trying to educate everyone here.
No, you're not.
Right, well, listen, I will ask your mom what the Spanish word for nice breasts is, and as soon as she tells me, I'll let you know.
Well, maybe one of your Spanish listeners will let us know.
Sure.
Listen, do you have your pants on right now, pal?
Absolutely.
You think about it all the time? I mean, really, like more than the average guy, like beyond just thinking about it? You...
No, I'm about the same as Don, I think.
Oh, no.
Thanks for that compliment. Thank you. Goodbye.
There he goes.
Goodbye.
There he goes. Has to go out and get a new towel.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. That was a good story I was listening to.
Why is it guys like that always say that they... That it's either you or me, and you get your fair share, too.
Oh, I get lots of them. I absolutely. You know, they want to make me the member of their club.
I just like Don.
Absolutely.
DSL.
So, how are you doing?
Hello, we're doing great. Thank you.
This is Carol, and I'm calling from Sacramento.
Yeah, baby.
It's nice weather out here today.
Mm-hmm.
How's the weather there?
Are you calling us to ask us how the weather is?
Well, I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Well, hello.
And today's my birthday. And a certain person forgot it, and they're listening to the show.
Who is that, your husband?
No.
Your boyfriend?
Oh, I think it's my boyfriend.
Your mother?
No. It's just a friend.
Well, who is it? Why all the secrecy?
Oh, his name is Scott.
And he forgot your birthday?
Yeah.
Is he like,
I haven't heard from him today.
Do you have a sexual relationship with him?
Yes.
Okay, so he's a boyfriend.
How old are you?
I'm sorry?
How old are you? You're like over 40, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm a young 52.
A young 52. And how long have you been going out with Scott?
Last July.
So he's the equivalent of your main squeeze, right?
Yes.
Is he a young thing?
Yes, he is.
Mm. How young is he?
36.
36? Practically a 20-year difference there.
Maybe he's out buying you some Porcelana right now. Isn't that age spot cream?
Spots, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, age spot cream.
He can. He's entitled to forget what he does for you in other regards.
Maybe he hasn't forgotten. Day's not over yet.
Well.
All right, I'm glad we could help you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 52 and sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that present is like the 3 a.m. phone call when he's leaving the bar. Hey, I'll be over.
Oh, I couldn't find anybody better.
Hello.
Hello.
John and Mike, maybe he's going to get her a nice bottle of Tussie. You know that cheap antiperspirant that my mom used to use?
With a huge roll-on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Listen, we're doing great. We have to do a commercial set right now.
No, I'm not holding on.
All right, well, then I got to hang up on you.
All right.
Okay.
See you later.
All right, well, parting is such sweet sorrow.
That went well.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good. Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build model airplanes, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Outlet. What?
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Oh, and about taking the bullet?
Yes.
No nice way to segue from your birthday celebration into an assassination.
Right.
I was watching the Today Show.
Yeah, so was I. That's a Zapruder film stuff?
They must have showed that like 20 times.
Yeah. And
of the car coming around the corner and that bullet hitting him in the head and all of the spooge flying all over the place.
I found that to be just about the weirdest discussion that I've ever seen about what it's worth and how much... Were they saying like $20-30 million?
$40 million they think someone will pay for that film.
And wow. I'm like, first of all, that thing has been duplicated, recreated, and I guess the original would probably be very delicate to handle. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I mean, it's just
putting a price on it's just weird. It just seems very surreal to me.
And it was weird watching this boring discussion between Katie Couric or Matt Lauer, whoever it was, and the person that was trying to estimate the value of this film.
Who was terrible, who was really there for one reason, and she didn't deliver it.
Who even knew why she was there, because I couldn't concentrate on what they were talking about, because they kept showing the film over and over.
Yeah.
The car coming around the corner, he gets his head blown off, and she jumps on the back of the car.
And I think they think we're so conditioned to it now, but I still think that is one of the most amazing films to see, and when you see it over, it doesn't lose any of its shock value.
That film should have been on the 100 best films of all time list.
Well, they want a lot of money, and I guess the government doesn't want to pay the money that the Zapruder family wants for that film.
And listen, last week when I was screaming about that American Film Institute list of films about how they all suck.
I read this.
Listen, when I said that everybody on that list is old they don't know what's happening?
Right. Sure.
The Frog, Larry King, in his column today in USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Yep.
I participated in the American Film Institute selection of the 100 best films of all time.
There he is.
Gee, no surprise, Larry. Mm-hmm. That's why the list sucks so bad. Citizen Kane came in first. I voted for The Godfather.
Yeah.
I also thought The Best Years of Our Lives should have been higher. It was 37.
What is it?
1946.
1946. Larry. When Larry was 20.
That's why that list sucks. Because it's all people like Larry King. How in touch do you think Larry King is?
I just shook my head when I read that Larry was about... Is there anything Larry doesn't get his little talents into? I mean, is there really anything that he doesn't... You know, it just gets a little old sometimes.
He'll do anything. Yeah. He's a whore. Who's a bigger whore, Larry King or Ed McMahon?
Kathy Lee is up there.
All right, who's the biggest whore? And, of course, we're not talking about sexually. We're talking... Now, that could be another discussion.
Sure.
Who's the biggest whore who will do anything for money?
That is tough.
Who's a bigger whore between Larry King? Now, remember, you know, is Larry King Vagine Singh, okay?
You know, if you really think, there are a lot of people that belong in the top ten.
Yeah. Larry King.
Right.
Oh, but, Mike, they have to have major, major deals,
I know.
Larry King, Ed McMahon, he'd be way up there.
He is way up there.
Right.
Way up there. Ed McMahon still might be the king, because he's involved in shilling so many products.
And he's also Jerry's boy on the telephone, which he does just to keep himself in the public eye.
Absolutely.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. And hey. Kathy Lee, she's a big whore.
You guys there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Anita in Sacramento. Speaking of good films, that Lethal Kitties is on Showtime this month. Isn't that the one that you're supposed to be in?
The movie where it's a porno where people are supposed to be listening to our show at the beginning of the movie. Yes, Robbie?
It's Lethal Ladies, and there's two of them. This one they're showing is not the one with you. It does not have you in it because we've seen it. There's another one coming up in October. So stay tuned.
Oh, really?
Is it a real porno?
So there are two versions of this movie?
It's like a Showtime porno.
That's the second one. He's right. This was the second one.
It's like a Showtime porno, like Red Shoe Diary type.
Yeah, all the chicks got great big jugs.
She has big jugs, huh?
Yeah, and I'm not real happy about that because I'm 7.5 months pregnant. My husband doesn't need to be looking at that crap.
Come on. Listen, didn't the booby fairy come to see you?
But it doesn't make a difference because the belly fairy came to see me, too.
That's the sensitive month. I believe the seventh month is the month where it would be like, I was going to say, you look in the seventh month, you look really nice in the seventh month because you're perfectly pregnant. And if you say something like, you know something, honey, you just look so cute. And if you say cute, it's like, what do you mean by cute?
Well, he still tells me I look sexy, but I don't believe him for a minute.
Well, I'll tell you exactly when it went south for me and my wife when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
When milk started coming out.
Didn't like that.
When she'd start leaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, and I mean, before she had the baby.
It's when you have to get the breast pads because you're lactating, so you're getting that.
I know, but...
And it's pretty amazing.
It's gross.
When does that happen, doctor? Because it hasn't happened to me yet.
Oh, it was after 6 months with my wife, and it happened...
Is this your first baby?
Yeah.
It happened when we were fooling around. And I remember because I went, I went... What is that?
Mama.
Yeah, that's milk. I said, goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, listen, who's a bigger whore, do you think, commercially speaking? Kathy Lee Gifford, Ed McMahon, or Larry King?
Kathy Lee Gifford, by a long shot.
She doesn't have as many jewels in her endorsement crown as the other guys.
And I think when you talk about whoredom, I know you're talking about commercial endorsements, but I think you also have to include, like, being there to promote herself, which Kathy Lee, by leaps and bounds, I think she passes Larry, and she also passes Ed McMahon. You see Kathy Lee, who took that sweatshop issue, and now she makes it her own, like, she's the great savior. That to me, falls into the category
of whoredom. She also made more money with her commercialism than the other two have.
I think she got more support because she came out and did it, and that's the only reason why she did it. She doesn't care what those little Chinese people are doing.
That's right.
That's right.
Hear, hear, bully.
I bet there's somebody out there who's a bigger whore than she is.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
I got right through.
Yeah, right.
What's going on today, Donna Mike?
We got about 100 lines. Hey, try listening to the show, then you'll be up to speed.
Well, it's the radio station. It's not that I don't try to listen. It's that they stink sometimes. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I can do to help.
So do you have any particular reason for calling?
Yeah, I was hoping to talk to Charlie Broyhill. I didn't expect to get on the air.
Where are you calling from?
Balmer. It's Louis.
Louis. I knew that I hated this caller. Hi, Louis. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's happening?
Are you ready for your big show tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. I'm calling to get more details on the apparent Viagra testing, right?
Yes. Tomorrow, Louis, our very obnoxious intern. You know, when I heard that voice, like nails on a chalkboard, I was going through the day planner in my mind trying to think, Tom Gavin? No. Dennis Murphy? No. The guy that calls up and says F you all the time? No. The guy that says Jimmy the... No. Oh, it's... Louis, it's our own Louis the intern.
Lovely to hear your voice, Louis.
Bottom of the list, right?
Louis, here's what you'll be doing.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You will be sitting in the green room, you know, where we screen guests.
Uh-huh.
With Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
Dennis will be naked, and he will be watching a porno.
Hold on. Dennis Murphy.
You won't be naked. You're going to be wearing, like, a lab coat.
You're the observer.
We're getting you, like, one of those white doctor's coats.
Yep. But I'm observing Dennis Murphy get hard.
Louis. Yes, Louis. To put it very grotesquely, yes, or lack thereof.
All right. Hey, no problem. Thank you for the show. No problem.
Yeah, Louis, you'll be in there with the telephone and your lab coat on.
Right. Do I get gloves or what happens?
You don't need to touch anything.
Not unless you want to touch.
No.
You will simply be looking at Dennis and reporting on his state of arousal as he watches the porno. Then we're going to give him a couple of Viagras. Wait about an hour for them to get into his bloodstream. Then he will rewatch the same movie.
What movie is it? Have you chosen it yet?
Well, whatever Dennis wants, Boob Town or whatever he wants.
And I tell you, I'd like to offer my two cents on this, that I think you probably get the same exact reaction with a Pepsi. You simply have him watch it and then give him a Pepsi. The exact same reaction.
Why do I have to watch his...
Okay, Louis, I'll walk you through this.
Okay.
Because it's a test about Viagra.
Right.
See how well Viagra works.
So okay. You're going to observe Dennis's wiener while he's watching the movie the first time when he doesn't have the Viagra in his system.
Right.
And then you're going to tell us, if not only in his wiener, but in his whole body, in his whole attitude, if there's a change.
Yeah,
if
there's more interest.
Like if Dennis tries to kiss you and stuff after he's taken the Viagra.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know that I'd be observing actual genitalia, but I'm looking forward to it.
Good man, Louis.
Right attitude, Louis.
Good man, Louis.
Okay, all right.
That's why we dressed you up as Uncle Sam. That's why we sent you to the Gay Pride Parade.
And I appreciate every opportunity. I really do.
See, we gave you all the details that Charlie would give you.
You're right.
Hold on. He still has to get his lab coat size.
Yeah, please, because I was swimming in that Uncle Sam thing.
All right. Hold on, Louis.
Hold on a second. That's Louis the intern.
Louis the obnoxious intern.
Oh, you bet. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Have you guys seen the Jerry Reed infomercial? Mike, I knew you'd love it. In the middle of the night, the other night, I couldn't sleep. I get up, I'm channel surfing, and Jerry Reed and Mel Tillis are selling catfish bait.
Jerry!
It's killer. Oh. You got to see it. It's a half hour of these two fools falling down on the bank in the mud and bringing in these big catfish and yelling.
Beautiful. We'll log some time with it.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
We should tape that and goof on it. Sure. You know what else? I forgot the tape today, but I do have the tape in my machine of the guys playing professional putt-putt on ESPN.
You know, that's a Jerry Reed infomercial. I can't watch that without Cloud Nuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know who's another one of your big chasers of the dollar?
Whores?
Dick Clark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dick Clark is up there.
He's a decent whore.
Yeah.
He's not in the category. You know, of course, you lump him with Ed McMahon.
You know who you have to also put on the list, as much as I hate to?
Who's that?
You have to put Dick Van Patten on that list. You really do. Even though he's a junior whore, you have to put him on the list. When you add it up...
But he's never had the major league endorsements.
No, but he's been as far as sheer volume. He and Jamie Farr are on that list as far as, you know, guys that do sell anything.
Hey, Michael Jordan is quite the whore.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Although he's not in the Kathy Lee or Ed McMahon category. He's the biggest sports whore,
Dan,
right?
Dan Marino might be
Dan Marino with those refinance your house commercials.
That's right.
This is Dan Marino, and I'm Dan's dad. You know, me throw football for touchdown, now you refinance home.
Do you remember when we were at the Super Bowl and we caught Dan Marino walking out of a building and we that little conference room, mm-hmm. and the only thing that made him light up was when you mentioned that commercial, and then he was like, hey, you noticed that, huh? Yeah.
Me in commercial.
Yeah.
Me throw ball. He's there with his dad. Yeah, Dan Marino is a super sports whore.
He's there with his dad. That's the way he was. Not his dad. His dad. Dad.
Anything for a buck. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Mike, is today your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's why you're not getting mail today.
Mm-hmm.
That's why schools are out, no electricity today.
I appreciate that the state of Virginia shuts down everything, and I know it inconveniences people at the Department of Motor Vehicles, but I am very grateful. And they put a nice little balloon on my picture they have down there.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Is it me?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys should know that there's a serious health risk from Dennis taking Viagra.
Because, well, of course, but we don't have to talk about that now. We'll talk about that after he takes the Viagra.
I mean, it might kind of...
Hey, I'd like to point something out to you, sir. We are clinicians here. We know what we're doing. And who's to say that we might even be doing a placebo, you know, to see if this, works?
We're getting into real stuff.
Okay.
We're getting into real stuff.
Might suck for him.
We're not, like, filling his...
Pills with sugar.
Pills with sugar like they do with Elvis. Oh, no. He gets the real stuff.
Give him some Vivarin.
And he's not getting street Viagra either.
Good.
We got it from a doctor.
We found a physician?
Yes, we did. Dr. Harry Boner. Dr. Boner has graciously donated two tablets for us. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
About 2 months ago, I was watching a program, and it was during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and everybody was going to get their money out of their bank. They were afraid the world was going to blow up, and this guy... that was named Mike O'Mara was in line, and there were these two women behind him that were upset that they were afraid they were going to die virgins, and they asked him if he'd help them with that.
What? What are you talking about? A movie?
No. This was a true story. It was from the
just another great O'Mara in history, Mike.
His name was Mike O'Mara.
And the virgins were because of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, they were all trying to get their money out of the bank because they were afraid the world was going
to
blow up.
And these two women wanted Mike O'Mara to service them.
Yeah.
We are virgins, right, to take all of our money out of the bank. Please, bonus.
They were Iranian, too, Mike.
And, of course, he turned around and immediately said, ladies, I'm here to help.
There you go. Hello, Mike.
You are so grateful. Yes, sí, bueno.
Hey, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
You already said one of the biggest tours was Michael Jordan with Nike and everything else that he does. What about Art Linkletter?
No, he's latter day, man. Got to make it current. Even an old guy like Ed McMahon, he still manages to get some current accounts.
Yep, still does. And you know, it's not just seeing him on the TV. You can open up many magazines, and all of a sudden they appear.
Yeah.
You can walk into stores and see the cardboard cutouts.
Turn on our show. That's where you find the cheesiest. Hi, folks. This is Lay King.
John Madden would be on the list.
Oh, John Madden is a robo-whore. Yeah, he's major league. He'll do anything.
He will.
My feet itch.
Tough acting, ten acting.
My butt sweats. This is John Madden.
Here's my cardboard cutout in the hardware store with my athlete's foot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a question for Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite Patton line?
No bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won that war by making the other poor bastard die for his country. And he didn't even listen to it, right? He's trying to get me to do it, but I didn't feel that I should do it because it wasn't an appropriate question.
Hello, it's on the Mike Show. Maybe he can ask you tomorrow in Target.
You know, I'll do the whole repertoire in Target.
Hello,
I'll be in Boys Furnishings.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, George Kennedy's a pretty big whore too. You know, Breathisher.
Yeah, but that's not a major league commercial.
but it was probably high on the funny scale.
But it's got to be several of, you know, you see him surface in a variety. Breath Assure is it for George Kennedy right now.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Sadly. Yeah,
unless there's some new prostate treatment that comes out. He'd be a great spokesman for that. Hello, Don, on my.
Yeah, I got another sports whore for you.
Another sports whore? Who?
Yeah,
who?
Jim Palmer in the Money Store.
Again, Jim Palmer, one commercial. He's a one-trick pony.
He did the underwear ads.
Yeah, but your real whores, you know, you can't compare it, Jim.
Cal Ripken?
No, he only does, like, no commercials.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hire Cal Ripken.
He does milk in Adventure World, though.
You ever heard,
right around here.
You ever heard Cal Ripken talk? Right? Like Bizarro.
Me play ball.
Me like milk. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, and the biggest whore I think is Kim Alexis. It's all vaginal products.
Well, you know, I give Kim Alexis credit because for a hottie, she does all those yeast infections.
She's a brave lady.
But
who would
why?
Who would ever?
There's
because
there's gotta be a problem with her plumbing.
No, because what she's saying is, hey, all of you girls out there who have problems down there, look at me. I'm beautiful. I have vaginal yeast also.
I admire that woman's courage. I really do. To look like that and come out, and I'd like to talk to you about yeast.
I bet her yeast is not that yeasty, though.
I bet she doesn't even have yeast. She's just the spokesperson. Yeah. She's the spokesperson.
I bet her yeast is yummy. Her yummy yeast.
Yeah.
I like mine over fruit. I like mine over ice cream.
There's nothing quite like, hi, I'm Kim Alexis. My yeast is fantastic.
My yummy yeast.
My yummy yeast.
Hello. Thanksgiving, we glaze our turkey with Kim Alexis' yummy yeast. Oh, yeah. Buzz, excuse me. Sorry, Buzz. Hello, don't want you to burp or something, Buzz.
Bad. This is the best darn ham I've ever tasted. Did you use Kim's yummy yeast?
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know who else is a whore? Is Arnold Palmer, the guy that does the...
Yeah, but, you know, he's done one for, like, that Quaker steak for a million years.
Pennzoil.
Pennzoil, that's right.
Yeah.
Pennzoil. Oh, God. Arnold, I'm sorry. But, I mean, he's done them... And golfers, that's, like,
hey,
part of the equation with
Tiger's
golfers.
A whore, right? Tiger Woods, he's a whore in training.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He'll do a commercial for anybody that'll pay him.
He's the modern-day whore.
Hello?
Would you, Don? You'd do a commercial for anybody who would pay you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sadly, nobody's asking me.
Absolutely. And we, you know, this all comes out of jealousy.
But Mike, you've done commercials.
I do lots of them. I'm a big whore.
You're a tomato.
Yes.
I wish I was a bit that.
Paul Harvey's a big whore.
No, he's not.
I don't know. You know, you listen to him, and his commercials kind of run into his stuff, and he's like a, you know...
Yeah, you know, that's marketing technique on his part, because they think the people that listen to his show generally... Well, first off, generally, they're all deaf, the people that listen to Paul Harvey anyway.
That's why he shouts.
And then he does his commercials so that you think he's telling you a story.
Yeah, that would fall into the
category... And then you realize he's talking about goddamn Walmart again.
Yeah, and that would fall into the category of sneaky whore. He's not a big whore. He's just a sneaky whore. You know, where you think he's reading a news story, and this product is incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, my three mics. Hey, mega camel toes to you.
Right on.
Hey, who's the old lady with the big teeth that does the ads for the Depends undergarments?
June
How
Ellison.
Does she have to be to do that?
No.
June Ellison, one trick pony.
Right, and listen, incontinent whores are a whole different bag, man, if you'll pardon the pun.
Incontinent whores. You won't hear those two words together on any other show in the country.
Hello, Don.
I'm very proud of that.
Hi.
Effect.
Hello.
Got a big whore for you, James Earl Jones.
Oh, he's the whoriest.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Super whore. Yeah, he's a big whore.
Absolutely.
He has never seen a commercial that he has turned down, James Earl Jones.
Incontinent whores. They're out for more fun and more thrills. You haven't believed incontinent whores.
Hello, Don. My Joe.
How about George Foreman?
They can't control their bowels.
But they're looking for adventure and lots of action.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi there. You forgot about the biggest whore of them all.
Who?
Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker is a middle-range whore.
All those light commercials?
Again, long time ago, though. You got come on, please bring it to the year 1998.
Okay, sorry.
Although Bob Uecker still, I think he's being whored out on a Goodyear. Is that the commercial?
We actually run a commercial with Bob Uecker. I'm not sure which one it is.
But yeah, he's a whore.
Okay.
Not major league, though.
They're all whores. It's just a question. We're talking about big whores.
The biggest
of the big.
Your Kathy Lee's.
True.
Your Ed McMahon's.
Yeah, and there's still, it's difficult to
your
put
Michael
people,
Jordan's.
Yeah, put people on that list.
Mm-hmm. Very few whores that big. Huge whores.
Did we put Dan Marino on the big whore list?
No, but John Madden should be on the big whore list.
Okay, so far we've got Ed McMahon, Kathy Lee, and John Madden.
Those are your big, Jordan. Those are your big three.
And Michael Jordan. Right.
Those are your big four whores right now.
The big four.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Michael Jordan is the biggest by far.
But he's on the list. We've got him on the list of big whores.
He's a big sports whore.
He's a whore all around.
All right, thank you. Very astute comment. Thank you.
Utah Jazz fan calling.
Yes. It was Carl Malone checking in. Hey, when is that wrestling match, Buzz, that he's doing with Rodman?
I don't know. I'll check.
I'm actually going to order that on pay-per-view.
I wonder if those people out in Utah with the cul-de-sac will be watching that wrestling match.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I got a huge whore for you.
Okay, one more.
If you watch Fox, James Brown.
Yeah, but he just does an ACV show they offer him. He doesn't do commercials.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that Matt Lauer for NBC was a huge whore in that respect because he would do everything. He would see him on the Today Show guest hosting. You would see him doing...
But all of those, while they are whorish moves, they're all career motivated. All of them...
And they're company whores.
A stepping stone to get to something better.
They're a whore's head in a company.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Well, I wish we had more time to discuss all of the whores in the entertainment business.
Still have to go back to incontinent whores is my favorite.
We will come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, these guys play more rock than my golf swing.
Metal Christmas. Join Bob and his guests, Sammy Hagar, Metallica, Def Leppard, Ozzy Osbourne, Anthrax, and Poison. Bob's heaviest metal Christmas yet, with special guest appearances by Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, along with Brooke Shields and the AP All-America football team.
Hi, this is Bob Metal Madness Hope. Hey, who is that wild guitar?
Rock with Bob tonight on NBC for Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guess what? It's the Don and Mike Show.
It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak to tell you, well, you knew this. Don and Mike are on vacation, but that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because during the best of, you listen, and when Don and Mike come back, they ask you a question about the best of, you get it right, and then you win $1,000. See? That's good. Okay? Okay. Enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
The story that Buzz brought us moments ago about Bob Hope dying...
Mm-hmm.
The guy that broke that story, the guy that told Congress that, was Congressman Bob Stump.
Right.
We're going to try to call the Stumpster's office now.
The Stump Man.
The Stumper.
The man of Stumpstivia. Stump.
Stumpy Man.
Hey, Stumpy.
Hey.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Sorry. Wrong Stump. Hello. Is this Bob Stump's office?
This is Congressman Stump's office, yes.
Right, hello. This is Don and Mike, and we're doing our national radio show right now.
Greetings, how are you?
Fine. Let me... hold on just one second. Did you... were you wanting to speak with the press secretary?
We'd like to speak with the congressman, if possible.
He's in Washington.
Right, can you tell us the circumstances? Who told him that Bob Hope was dead?
Hold on just one second.
They're having a good day. Scramble begins. He's dead as a doornail, or my name isn't Bob Stump.
That guy, whoever he is, they told him that. You know he's going to be on his ass by the end of this day.
Congressman, I believe you're going to be the first to know. Bob Hope, he's dead. Go ahead and
Let me break that. I was going to talk about Social Security, but let me break that.
This will be a big move for Stump.
This is a gold mine. You know what this means? Stump on CNN. Stump on Sam Donaldson.
I'm sorry, the press secretary is on the other line. Can I take a message for her to contact you back?
No, we can hold.
No, we'll hold.
She asked me to take a message.
We're doing a live radio show right now, but we can hold.
We can hold.
Oh, no, I mean, it's extremely busy, but she will.
Right, lady, we're extremely busy, too. All we need to know is, if you have the information, who told Bob Stump that Bob Hope was dead?
Oh, I do not know anything, but...
Are you getting lots...
Just ask her one question. Are you getting lots of calls?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, would you like me to leave a message for her?
Yeah, like she'll call us back. Come on, she won't call us back.
She will. And Don and Mike, and who are you with?
We're with Satan. We're with Westwood One.
Westwood One Radio Network.
Okay, and a phone number?
1-800.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you this number, but you'll never call us back.
636.
1067.
1-0-7.
But it would be really easy for Bobby S. to call us himself because we do the show here from D.C. It's a national show, but we do it from Washington.
Yeah, we're based in Washington, D.C.
Okay, I'll let him know. Thank you. Bye.
Sure. Sure you will.
Yeah.
Well,
she sounds a little flustered.
Well, that was at the home office. Let's call downtown.
Yeah, right? Good.
Where's he a congressman from, Buzz?
Arizona, I believe. Oh, dear. Arizona. Now, with the Barry Goldwater funeral just a few days ago.
Yeah. All right, so now we'll try the number of his office downtown.
Yeah.
In the 202.
Congressman Stemp's office.
Yeah, hello. This is Don Gerardimo and Mike O'Mara, and we're doing our national radio show right now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen, can you tell us? I know you're getting lots of calls, and we don't want to give you a hard time. Can you tell us who it is that told Bob Stemp that Bob Hope is dead?
It was an AP story he was handed from the majority leader.
Oh, so Newt Gingrich handed it to him?
No, Dick Armey.
Dick Armey?
Dick Armey. Okay, thank you. That's all we needed.
Okay.
Now we'll follow the chain to Dick Armey.
All right.
All right.
We'll say that Bob Stump.
I'm in the Dick Armey. I'm the general in the Dick Armey. I'm a 4-star general in the Dick Armey.
Leader of the Dicks. So Dick Armey.
I'm the big Dick.
He's blaming it on Dick Armey.
Can somebody get me Dick Armey's telephone number?
And I misspoke, because, I don't know anything about Speaker of the House is Newt Gingrich.
Right? Hey, I'll tell you this, though. Fast action on the behalf of the staff of Bob Stump.
Right, yeah.
The Stumper's got some people working. She gave out that number lickety-split.
It was an AP story that was passed along by the majority leader, Dick Armey. That's what she said.
Well, we'll call now.
Good.
We'll call that guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here's our winner right now. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Bob.
Bobby, where are you from?
I'm from Rochester.
Is this Bob Stump?
No.
Oh.
Bobby.
Yes.
Bobby.
Yes.
See, I'm momentarily confused because you're listening to us on tape delay right now in Rochester.
Oh, okay. What time is it there?
Well, no. It's 4:06 here, but our show doesn't even really start in Rochester, like, for another minute or two.
What time is it in Rochester?
On the radio now. I'm listening to it. It's 4:08 here.
Well, I thought they ran a 1-hour tape delay in Rochester. Turn your radio up.
Hang on.
Thank you. I normally do not ask that.
Yeah, that's me. I'm on. Holy shit.
Well, no,
sorry.
Hold on. Don't say the S word, please. But
yes, I'm sorry. I can't believe it.
Turn the radio up. Let me hear your voice on the radio.
Right,
leave it up now for a second. That would be a good development if they started running the show live in Rochester. But
very good.
It would be nice if they told us about it. Bob?
So that's why he's calling.
Listen, you win.
Awesome.
Oh, except you got to be here. That's the one thing I forgot to mention for everybody out of town. This is the one contest that we're going to do where you must be in our studio on Friday, June 26th in order to have your chance to win the money.
Friday, June 26th, Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
So if you start walking now, you'll be able to make it.
What do I have to do? Just jump in the pool?
Jump in the pool that's full of our sludge, and inside the pool we will have 50 of those plastic Easter eggs.
Right.
You jump into the sludge, you swim around, and you pick out an egg. Then when you get out, you open the egg like you would a fortune cookie.
Yeah, open your sludge-covered egg.
And when you open it up, there will be a piece of paper inside that either says, you lose and you have sludge in your pants, or it'll say you win $2,500.
Bring a nice suit.
So there's 50 people in this contest.
Yes, and three people are guaranteed. Three people will walk away with $2,500 each.
Okay, I'd love to be there. I can't believe that I'm actually on the radio. I'm dying right now.
I can't either. Well, that's great. I'm glad if Rochester, New York, WHTK is running the show live now. That's great for us.
Yeah. You got a great show.
Well, thank you. Hey, thanks for listening.
Time and you had something on, and I've been listening ever since.
Beautiful. We'll see you on the 26th.
So who do I talk to then?
Hold on. Please, hold on. Hold on.
He's very excited up in Rochester.
Yeah. All right, here's Dick Armey's phone number.
Okay. Now, it was Dick Armey's office who gave the AP report to Bob Stump, according to the lady in Bob Stump's office. This is Washington at its finest.
Congressman Army's office.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and we're doing our radio show right now.
Hi, the Don and Mike Show.
Can you tell us, we just heard from Bob Stump's office, that the reason Bob Stump announced erroneously that Bob Hope was dead was that Dick Army gave Bob Stump an AP report that said Bob Hope was dead. In essence, the buck has been passed from Bob Stump to Dick Army.
The office of the majority leader. That's what they said at Bob Stump's office. That the AP report was provided by the office of the majority leader.
We're just trying to figure out who it is that told Bob Stump that Bob Hope was dead so that Bob Stump could announce it.
And they're just trying to get to the bottom of the story because, well, as best we know, Bob Hope very much alive.
Wild.
So what do you say? Hello?
Well, do you think this is a technique that they teach?
Sir, could you just hold for a second?
Yes.
All right.
Certainly it's not. That was weird.
Right now he's going, oh, my God. He's put his hand on the phone. Oh, my God. There are two disc jockeys on the phone. Listen. They know that Dick gave the letter to Bob Stump. I'm telling you, they know. They said it. They know. Oh, my God. Run for your lives. Shredder, get the shredder. It's them. It's the two disc jockeys in the afternoon.
Those two boors. Those boors are... Hello?
Hello?
There they go. Hey, way to go. Dick yes. Army's office.
That's how you handle it.
The majority leader in the House of Representatives.
I give them the benefit of the doubt, Mike.
And just think that we got disconnected. Hey, real bright people they have running the phones there.
You should go and visit with Neiman Marcus.
Can you believe that?
Well, listen.
That's really unusual in a congressman's office that they handle it that way.
Hello?
And they just did
it just
again.
Picked up the phone and hung up again.
Unbelievable.
Man. All right, I'll use
cowards.
Unbelievable.
Spineless weasels.
Listen to this.
This is weird.
Hello?
Congressman Army's office.
Yeah, hey, it's Don and Mike again. We keep getting disconnected.
We were wondering if somebody... Yeah, that doesn't happen in Congress. We didn't get hung up on, did we?
We're still doing our show right now. We're still on the air. Yeah. And we were waiting. You said, hold on.
All right. Well, I'm not the person.
Did you hang up on us?
No, I put you on hold. I don't...
We were hung up on twice.
We were just wondering if it was Congressman Dick Army that told Congressman Bob Stump that Bob Hope was dead.
I'm actually not the person that you want to talk to.
Okay, can we speak to the person we need to talk to?
All right.
I think you would agree. This is quite a boner for whoever it is that pulled this boner.
All right. Actually, you know what? Let me write down this thing word for word.
Okay. Is this the first you're hearing of this? Okay, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
All right.
Okay. Today on the floor of Congress, Bob Stump, who's some congressman from Arizona, he announced Bob Hope's dead. Then they come out and say, wait, Bob Hope is alive. So we called Bob Stump's office. Bob Stump's office said, listen, Bob Stump was handed a note by Dick Army.
From the office of the majority leader.
That said that Bob Hope is dead. So we're following the paper trail to you.
All right.
At the office of Bob Stump, they're saying that the information came out of your office.
All right. Let me go ask somebody.
Yeah, can you just put us on hold because we'd like to get to the bottom of this.
Sure. Sure thing.
Thank you.
You know, they'll try to say, we'll have somebody get back to you. No way.
Something tells me this is a poor young man all alone in that office right now.
Yeah. He sounds panicky, doesn't he?
Dear. His underpants are so far up in the crack of his behind right now. He's got thong underwear, whether he came to work with it or not today.
It's that time of day where they're all thinking about their evening plans.
Hey, it's martini time. Are you kidding?
Big time.
Friday at 4:00.
The hill is usually filled with a bunch of drunk people by now.
Half naked women.
Woo! Another week legislating. Yeehaw!
Oh,
you know, all the pages, all the heterosexual pages run around chasing women, all the gay pages chasing men.
Way to go! Very nervously working all of his phone contacts. I don't know. Did Dick say that? Well, they're on the phone. I hung up on them twice, and they're still on. I'm just answering the phones, and I don't know what to do.
I don't even like this shift. Why did they put me out on the Friday afternoon? I wanted to be going to the beach.
I wanted to work for Sonny Bono, and then he hit a tree, and then I didn't know what I was going to do.
Does it really matter anyway? He's so old.
So what if somebody thought he was dead? He's an old man, for God's sake. Not me. God, no, not me.
This could be Dick's biggest boner ever.
And what I love...
Dick Army, that is. It could be Dick Army's biggest boner ever.
This is such spin control right now. Just this panic over everything, you know? This is my little thing. You get one guy on this, here's what's going to happen.
I'll tell you, excuse me, but you know what just occurred to me?
Mm-hmm.
Probably no one else in the media, in the real media...
That's right.
...would even bother to cover this up.
Right.
Or try to uncover this cover-up.
That's right. And do we have any information whether there even was? Because what they said at Stump's office was that the Army's office provided them with an AP report. Was there any kind of AP report ever that Bob Hope was dead?
There are a number of AP wires. There was no such report on this AP wire. All
right. Take me to your leader.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, leader. I don't follow no leader. FYD. That's what my message would be. Now, do you think they put us through to a closet?
Who knows? Mighty interesting, though.
That's a tactic that hotels use.
Yeah.
When we call for celebrities and we know that they're there,
mm-hmm.
they just put us through to a phone that rings and nobody ever picks it up.
Majority Leader's office.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike, and we're doing our radio show right now.
The Don and Mike Show.
We were calling because... Bob Stump today announced about an hour ago that Bob Hope was dead. So, Bob Hope is not dead. Bob Stump's office said the reason Bob Stump announced that is because Bob Stump got a note from Dick Army that said Bob Hope was dead. And it sounded...
I need to transfer you to the press office.
The press office. Okay.
God damn it! This is a nightmare. Will somebody please just stand up and say, yes, you said Bob Hope is dead.
This is fun.
This isn't even a serious government thing they're covering up. This is Bob Hope they're covering up.
But not yet, obviously.
Well, yeah, they were ready to cover up Bob Hope.
Yeah. They were covering him up earlier today. Not covering him up now.
Well, I'll tell you.
Take this blanket off me. I can't breathe.
Hey, there's dirt in my nose.
Hey, stop that. Get that. I'm too alive for that shovel, fool.
I'm still alive, baby. Oh, this is a boner.
Mm.
You know what's funny is that by the time they give us an answer,
sure,
Bob Hope will be dead.
Wouldn't that be a sticky wicket?
Wild. Yeah. And now do you think that now they're all just looking at the phone going, I'm not going to talk to them. Well, I'm not going to talk to them either.
What the hell is going on here? Yeah, just trying to get a little information.
Duh. Hello.
Your tax dollars at work. Can you believe this? You need to talk to. It's like a hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're all familiar with the game Hot Potato.
Well, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines. Hey now, Hank, go F yourself. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Hey, we got the time.
Sure.
This is the perfect reason why we don't take commercials
right.
every 20 minutes exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's important to us to hang on to this. Because what it is, it's a waiting game, it's a game of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you she's not checking to find someone to talk to us.
No.
Most likely we're going to have to call back on another line. Hello?
Thank you for holding. I can't get through the press office. Can I take a message and have someone call you right back?
Oh, we just want to get a little information.
Listen, all I'm telling you is that Bob...
I can take a message and have the press office call you back.
Do you know anything about it?
Bob,
I'm sorry?
Bob Stump is saying that Dick Army is the guy who said Bob Hope is dead.
Sir, all I can do is give this to the press office.
Well, what's the deal? Are you, like, right next door to the press office?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, aren't you concerned that this is going to be, no pun intended, a major boner for Dick Army?
And take a message for the press office, and that's all I can do to help you.
But they won't call back till Monday at the earliest, right?
And we're doing a live radio show right now. We're on the air right now, and our listeners
need
this information right now.
You're on the air without my permission or our office's permission.
We told you we were on the air.
Honey, we told everybody that we've talked to that they're on the air.
That's right. We have said that very clearly.
But you just now told me, so I didn't know before that.
When we say this is the Don and Mike, we're doing the Don and Mike show right now.
Pardon me?
I'm not the person that answered the phone.
Well, you passed us along to 25 different people.
Yeah, we told everybody at the very beginning that we were on the air, and we are trying to just get some information because we are live on the radio
right now. Bob Stump's people were very nice to us. They were very nice, and immediately they said, it's Dick Army's fault.
I understand that, but all I can do is either keep you on hold so I can get through the press office or take a message.
Well, how long do you think it'll take to get through to the press office?
I mean,
give us a ballpark.
I don't know.
No, thank you.
A guesstimate?
Can you hang on 1 second?
Yes.
Yes, 1 second we can hang on.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato.
It's the hot potato right now that we're all experiencing.
But I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
That's what they're doing right now.
That's right.
Well, I don't know if I feel bad for this lady who's on the telephone, because she's, you know, the poor innocent lamb who's
sure
on the front line. Well,
a lot of poor innocent lambs in this office, though. I think we're on our fourth lamb.
While Mr. Dick Army sits back and writes his missives of his notes of death, his missives. Dear world, Bob Hope is dead. There, go announce that. Let's get someone stupid to do it. I know just the guy. Give it to Bob Stump. Bob Stump will read anything you write.
You put it in front of him, he'll read it.
I used to be guilty of that.
Yes, and then I found out the hard way. Don't thrust something in front of you because it will be read.
We'd be talking about somebody or talking about a topic when we first started working together, and Mike would hold up a sign.
Right.
And he said, you know, he's full of S.
Mm-hmm.
I would just read it. He's full of S.
What do you mean he's full of S? And I'd be sitting there going, jeez, don't read it.
And one time he just held it up, and I just read the word.
Read verbatim. You were like on a train of thought. And going, well, another thing that I thought, he is so full of S. Hello.
Well, now we do have to do a break, but we can have someone sit on this line.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Charlie or Cannon?
Hello.
Beautiful. This is Charles?
Yeah.
Ooh, very nice voice.
Charles Burbank. Charles Burbank. Carlos Broyhill. He's jacked up because there's a new intern that's auditioning,
right,
so to speak, and he is walking her through the equipment.
Right.
And it's funny. Never mind. Just stay on this line. I'm going to talk about you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. You should see him. Okay, there's this girl, and she's going to be one of our new interns.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hot girl.
Yes. Quite a hottie.
Mm-hmm. Normally, when a new intern comes by, here's a Charles Broyhill standard speeches. Phone. Beverage.
Don't screw up.
Stay here. Answer phone.
That's it.
Now, this hot girl comes back.
Let me show you all the facilities.
Did you catch him yesterday, Buzz? He's standing back there by a reel-to-reel tape machine.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm only seeing it through the glass. I'm not hearing. But what it appears is that Professor Broyhill's instructing on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying,
very detailed instructions.
They talk into these microphones and then start these reel-to-reel machines, and it records their voices.
Here, let me see if I can help you. This is a little complex, but you just relax and take your time. It might take some getting used to. And then, you know, somebody else will walk by, and he'll be,
And the key to all of that happening is when he picked up the phone back there, and he went, hello.
Yes.
Right? Because, again, he's showing off.
Yes, happy man.
He's very happy back there.
He's delighted.
This is a telephone.
Yes, be very gentle, and it will be gentle to you. Yes, I'm the nerve center here.
Charlie? Oh, does he have to put it back on hold before I can talk to him again? Well, he's in no rush to do that right now, is he?
No.
Oh, he's talking to her right now.
Oh, good.
All right, hold on. Is she back? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. We're back on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, lady.
Hey.
Hello, please. Hey, lady.
Hello?
Hello, Dick Army's office.
Well, now nobody's talking to us. America's listening to the silence of Dick Army's office. Hello, Charlie, can you tell us what's going on?
She just hung up the phone.
She does not want to be on the air.
No.
But I do have the other phone call I told you about during the break.
Oh, right. Oh, they're ready?
She's on the line now.
All right, then let's do a break and we'll talk to them.
Okay.
How's the schooling going?
Very good, thanks.
Very good. Just like the iced tea, very good.
I haven't seen him happier than when he put those 40 pieces of sugar in his iced tea.
Chug.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Georgia.
Hi.
Hi. What's the matter? My mother caught me.
Caught you? Doing what?
You know. I was alone.
You mean?
She caught you?
Where? I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working. My mother had a Glamour magazine. I started looking for it.
Glamour?
So, one thing led to another.
So, what did she do?
First, she screams, George, what are you doing? My God! And it looked like she was going to faint. She started clutching the wall, trying to hang on to it.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether to try and keep her from falling or zip up.
What did you do?
I zipped up.
Did she fall?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't run over there the way I was.
No,
I wouldn't think so.
So she fell, and then she started screaming, my back, my back. So I picked her up, I took her to the hospital.
How is she?
She's in traction.
Sorry.
It's not funny, Elaine.
I know, I'm fine.
Her back went out. She's got to be there for a couple of days. All she said on the way over in the car was, why, George, why? I said, because it's there.
Glamour?
Well, I'll tell you this stuff. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Oh, give me a break.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
How much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I want to be in on this, too.
Oh, no.
What?
Because you're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. Oh. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Hey, honey.
Yes, Ruben.
You're at home now?
Yeah.
Well, what did you want?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the cigars. That's all I wanted. What did you want?
I know, I meant before, when I talked to you before. I wanted to ask you about Godzilla.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead.
What about Sheriff Karen?
I was just amazed at how quickly you recognized her voice.
Well, I'm good like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with voices like that.
I think he recognizes the voice because he wants to be quick to hang up on her whenever she calls in.
Thanks, Powerball buddy.
I was just amazed for someone who's only, you know, who only innocently propositioned you and of course, you don't recognize all your listeners. Most listeners call you and they say, Don, do you remember the time I called in? And you go, oh, sure, I remember. But let a woman call in who asks you to lick on your tattoo, and you recognize her voice instantaneously.
I hung up on her immediately, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He practically lunges at the phone when she calls.
It. He does. He dives for it.
She heard it. You were listening, right?
Well, yeah, I heard it. I heard the very much implied, don't call me on the air.
Oh, honey. What do you mean, implied, don't call me on the air?
Well, I heard that. All right, boo-boo.
What conversation did you hear?
Well, I heard that you don't want her calling when your wife could be listening.
Right.
I mean, that was evident. Right. All right.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Don't call me when my wife could be listening.
Right. That takes out the whole show.
Right. Don't call me on the air.
All right. Yeah, so she'll be calling me in the office.
Okay. I got you. I'm with you. I'm tracking the
All
door.
Right, boo-boo.
Okay. Because I would throw away 17 great years with you for Sheriff Karen.
What about Godzilla?
Well, there wasn't a lot of plot to it, but it was really good, you know, action. I know you like action, so you might like. I mean, if you want, if you want 2 hours of chasing a lizard, it delivered.
Good special effects?
Yeah, good special effects. But, you know, even I was thinking like Independence Day, which that was this guy's movie before, right?
Yeah.
It had more story to it. It had a little love, a little, you know, secrecy with the aliens. I mean, it had more plot. This was really, I mean, I looked at my watch, and within half an hour of sitting in the theater, they were chasing the lizard through New York City, so they didn't waste it.
Good. Good. Well, you know what I say? I say that's good. Why make us wait to see the big lizard?
There was no waiting. I mean, the lizard in the first scene attacks a boat, and then he is on his way to New York City.
He attacks a boat? Is it a big ship like the Titanic?
No, I think isn't it that thing they've shown in the previews?
With a Japanese fishing boat or something.
Yeah, they've shown that before in the previews.
Oh, unbelievable.
And then, you know, the preview where Godzilla is coming up to the dock, the guy standing there fishing.
Oh, you just see his big eye?
No, you see the wave just start to come where Godzilla is coming, and the guy starts running away from the dock.
Oh, and it lifts the whole dock
right,
up, right?
Right,
oh, cool.
Right. So he was in New York City within a half hour, and then you're just chasing the lizard the rest of the movie.
But like Matthew Broderick's not the hero, is he?
Well, yeah, he is.
I hate Matthew Broderick. I really, I hate him so much. God, I hate him. I hate Matthew Broderick.
He's a nerdy, sweet hero.
Right here, Matthew Broderick. He killed somebody over in Ireland. little Matty Broderick.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
What, honey?
And then the other thing you won't like is that the other big hero is a French guy.
I will kill the lizard. I will be the Frenchman.
I will lick the armpit of the lizard.
Lift up the arm.
Well, as long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
So, give it, what's a good thing that you could use? I was going to say, give it a thumb up or how many stars. How many vials of Sheriff Karen poison would you give it on a 1 to 5 scale?
No, as for you, as for the adolescent, you know, the boy kind of mind.
All right, the dumbing of America.
I would give it on a 4 scale, I'd give it a 3.
All right, and what about for all the people like you who consider themselves to be intellectuals who would rather go see that piece of pussy crap that
horse whisperer.
I'd give it a low 2. I mean, it's fun, but it's got no plot.
A good escapist fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, honey.
Yeah, all right.
All right, I love you.
All right, love you too.
I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
She's not really upset about Sheriff Karen, is she?
Who knows? Listen, come to my house for dinner tonight and you'll find out.
Welcome. I will bring Pestley. Pestley for yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike. You have the lotto kicker?
Yes.
Okay, because I have 5 of them. Do you want one?
No, Dennis, I got plenty. Thank you very much,
sir. Okay, I'm going to Ocean City.
Major star Dennis Murphy calling the show right now.
Major
epic star. Dennis, did you ever get a hold of Tammy to find out about your endorsement deal with Mobile?
No, I'm able to hook up with her because I've been antiquing with a young lady.
You've been antiquing with a young lady today?
Oh. And who's the young lady you're antiquing with?
Aaron?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Really? You went out antiquing?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy this woman's company?
Well, you know me, I'm not much of an antiquer, but Aaron loves antiquing.
Mm-hmm. You think you have any chance with this woman?
No, unfortunately she is taken.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right, well, you had a good time. I mean, you know, as long as you can be around to, you know, smell their perfume.
The thing is, we're going to Sega Island tonight, so we'll see what happens.
He's a party animal.
All right, bye, Dennis.
Hey, you have a great day.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. You had plenty of airtime before, Dennis.
I'm calling.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Party doesn't stop when the beach house is closed for Murphy. No.
There he is.
That's right. He'll be there all week.
Major effing star. Dennis B. Murphy. All Hello. Right. You ready to play a game, Mike?
Yes, I am. Now, what is this game, this secret game that I know nothing about?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Chris from D.C.
Hey, Chris. Tell you in just a second. Hello. Yeah, Chris.
TV tip tonight. The Washington Post said that on the CB retrospective of CBS of comedy shows, they had home movies from the Andy Griffith Show taken on the set. So maybe we'll see some secret handshake?
Oh, man, that'd be a great way to clue it in.
Wouldn't that be something you see some old grainy film and they go into the back of the barbershop and there's Goober and Gomer just going at it?
Hey, buddy.
Just boom, boom, boom.
room.
And like in the upper right-hand corner, all of a sudden you see this portly woman in fishnets and a leather teddy walking through. It's B. Mm-hmm.
Aunt Bestiality. Yeah. Or as you would say, Buzz, Aunt?
Aunt Bestiality.
Bestiality.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, your son, does he have a video game system?
Yeah, of course. So do I.
What, PlayStation?
No, we have Saturn.
Saturn.
And we have N64.
Okay, but N64 is all right. But if you had a PlayStation, you could basically run from the police and on like car chases. It's almost just like what they show on.
I can do that on my way home tonight.
Yeah. Again,
picking up the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Eddie Potter. How you doing?
Hello, Eddie Potter.
Eddie Potter on the line, Don.
Yeah, EP.
Hey, I was over at the Reston Golf Tournament the other evening talking with Rudy Marsky, the St. Jude Celebrity Classic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was talking with him. He was having a good time after the tournament. And, you know, I was just having some pleasantries with him, telling him what a great job I thought he did and what a nice addition he was to your show.
You know, I heard that big thump in the back of the studio, and I leaned over to make sure Rob hadn't had a heart attack.
How did you do, Rob? Oh, he dropped a bunch of tapes.
Yeah. That made me laugh. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Yes, well, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, Mike, I was telling him what a great job he did, and he says, well, you make sure, Eddie, and tell Mike that.
Okay, you mean like the way he played?
No, what I thought he did on the show.
Oh, really?
How he worked with you guys. And mm-hmm. he made a point of saying, make sure you tell Mike what a good job you think.
Well, listen, who knows? Maybe Rudy just hates us both. I just found out moments ago.
Uh-huh.
I was told moments ago,
yes,
that Rudy Martsky's son, Michael,
uh-huh.
left a kind of unintelligible message for Julie, the sales lady.
Really?
Uh-huh. He steamed at me for what I said about him on the show on Monday.
Wow.
And he wants to fire off some kind of a fax to me.
And Rudy obviously thinks that I don't like his performance on the show because he said to you, tell Mike that I do a good job on the show, right?
That's exactly right. Okay. I said, what's going on there? He says, you just tell Mike that.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Mike, Eddie Potter checking in.
That's Eddie Potter. He's got all the skinny.
Thank you, Eddie.
Try the Marriott burger.
All right, well, we'll get to the bottom of that thing with Rudy's son and everything on another episode.
It's a compliment, jeez.
Mike, we got a new CD full of TV themes. However,
oh, great.
It's a CD full of TV game show themes.
Oh, boy, this is fantastic.
And now Rob will attest to this. I haven't looked at it.
Right.
No. As soon as we got it in, I said, keep it and hide it from me because I want to play Mike in a game.
Okay.
We'll play Name That Tune.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you think you know what the title is,
all right,
you got to yell out and I'll stop the CD.
Okay.
Which cut first here, Robbie Spiewak?
Family Feud. I'm sorry. I apologize. I did it. I was
qualified.
Just I was just a little eager. I apologize.
Hey, number one.
Would somebody, hold on. Hey, Charlie, would somebody call Rudy's house to find out if anybody from his house would go on the air with us about the thing with the son? Because I feel bad about that. Hi, Charlie.
Hello. I believe Rudy is out of town going to another golf tournament, but I will check to see if Mouse is
check
there.
The Mouse. Ask the Mouse what's going on.
Yeah, find out if, you know, what the deal is. Who's mad and who's not mad.
All right. Cut number one, Rob?
Very easy, yes.
Very easy. You ready, Mike?
Yes.
Here we go.
Got it.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
That's right.
That was
it.
The actual name of the song is Changing Keys, and it was written by Merv Griffin.
Changing keys, I am so changing keys, I feel so changing keys, I'm feeling gay!
Merv.
All right. Ooh. Ooh.
Anna.
Ooh.
Merv.
All right, well, that's one for me. What's the next one, Rob?
Number two, another easy one.
All right. How many are on the CD?
There are 20.
Oh, my God.
21. All right.
Cut number two. You ready, Mike?
Yes.
Here we go.
Jeopardy. Right. Mike had it.
Jeopardy.
Good one. Good one, Mike. Good
you know,
one.
That's that beginning.
It's the intro you never hear, right?
Very, very confusing.
This is Jeopardy. I'm Johnny Gilbert. Now they're entering the studio. Oh, my God. Alex is not wearing pants.
Our champion is from Fairfax, Virginia. He's an accountant and the spokesperson for Mobile Oil. Say hello to Dennis Murphy.
In the center section, a do-nothing from Northern Virginia, let's say hello to Tom Gavin.
Jeopardy, so we're tied.
Yes.
We're tied at 1-1.
Do you want to skip the really old ones?
How old is really old?
Like this one, this one is like 50 to 67.
50?
It ran a long time.
I'd say go with it. What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, 50 to 60. Long time.
Cut three.
All right.
Truth or consequences?
Not correct.
That's some jive music, though, isn't it?
Again?
Not until I guess.
Okay.
I'll just wait and take my time.
How about a clue?
It ran from 1950 to 1967, and it was emceed by John Daly with regulars like Bennett Cerf, Arlie.
What's Frenchie. My line?
That's right.
What's my line? Aston, okay.
Next one is another older one, ran for a long
time.
Was
I able to jump in there?
You could have.
With a clue with that. All right, just wanted to make sure that we were making sure all the rules
are... finding the rules as we go.
On the up and up.
Yeah. All right.
Cut four.
Cut four? Do we need a clue on this one?
Probably. It broadcast from 1952 to 1967.
God, they're all over at 67. Good.
All right, here we go.
Goodson and Todman. Original host was Gary Moore. Followed by
To Tell the Truth?
No.
Concentration?
No. Gary Moore followed by Steve Allen and later Bill Cullen.
I've got a secret.
That's right.
I've got a secret.
Very good. Very good. That was a pure guess. I mean, I have no concept what the theme is.
Yeah, no S.
Move forward to cut seven.
I know. I'm a bad loser. I'm sorry.
No, okay. You are.
Next one.
Cut seven. I don't think you'll need a clue.
Charming. Huh?
Cut seven. What was that, Robbie?
I don't think you'll need a clue for this.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to guess. Guess, is it pressure lock?
No, I'm sorry. That is not right.
Damn. Okay, free shot, Mike.
Okay. It's like on all the time.
Right. Do you not know? If you don't know, we can both guess after a hint.
All right, can we jump in after the hint? All right,
yes,
I don't know.
The hint begins. It ran from 1977 to 1986 in syndication, and the host was actually a guest on this show at one point.
So it was obviously Wink Martindale hosted
right.
It. I have
if
no
you
idea.
If you did well in the main portion, you could beat the dragon.
Joker's Wild.
No.
What is it?
Though.
What
it's
is
another
it?
Barry Enright. It's Tic-Tac-Doe.
How are we supposed to know Tic-Tac-Doe?
Man, you know, I recognize the theme, but I just couldn't place the game.
All right, give me another one here. Which
Cut
one?
Eight.
Number eight. All right, one more before the break. Number eight. Here we go. Do we need a clue on this or a setup?
This ran from 77 to 86 and was hosted by Jack Barry.
Jack Barry.
Joker's Wild.
That's right.
Crap.
Joker? Joker? Joker! What's the score?
Joker Wild was always a cheesy one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Jack Barry making his comeback on Joker's Wild.
After the game show scandal.
And what I always remember about that show is that the Joker's Wild had devils. You had to avoid the devil.
Right.
And Jack Barry himself looked like a devil.
Yeah, I know. we do have time for another one, Rob.
Okay,
which one?
Cut 11. No hint.
No hint?
No hint.
Cut 11. All right, sounds like it should be an easy one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dating game.
Dating game, newlywed game.
It was dating game, and Mike beat you to it.
Oh. I'm going down to defeat after defeat on this game.
Well, you know, you're just, if you get concerned about that, look back to your record in the name game.
I know, but I take a lot of pride in TV, man.
I would be in the cellar in the name game.
Let me hear the intro on that again.
That's... See, I'd never heard the intro to it before. That's
I'll give you credit, name. Mike. You got it. You got that one.
It's got that Tijuana brass sound, you know?
No. And now, here are the guys.
Number one says he's a convicted pedophile and he's been serving a term of 40 years to life in San Quentin Federal Penitentiary.
Please say hi to Jeff Shrinsky. Jeff Rinsky is a sales guy here.
Oh, man. Boy, you know, that's a good one. Once you get into it, that is a good one. Gentlemen, are you ready to meet the lady? Here she is. Let's say hi to Kate Sloan.
Don't forget the end of the show. All right, let's all give a big ding and kiss. And then they would, with really cheap chroma key, they put like a spinning kiss that would come at the out at the screen at you.
Jim Lang.
All right. Now let's do a break. How many are left, Rob?
About five or six more.
Oh, all right. Then we got plenty of time for another round.
All right.
Another round for me to make my big comeback in.
Okay.
So stand by, fans. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And we'll be right back with more of the show. Okay, Rob, let's finish up with our quiz on the TV game shows. I'm getting killed here by Mike. And what is the next cut? Because I'm going to come back now.
All right, coming back with a vengeance with cut 12. No hint.
Cut number 12. No hint. All right, stand back. Going to get this one.
All right.
Ah, Newlywed Game.
Very good.
God, strong.
Right?
Yeah, that's
right. You got it.
He said it was bigger than a bread box. And the girl always with the answers on her lap.
That means Bob and Julie, you're our grand prize winner. Here's your spoon.
Oh, no, you don't remember what it was? Here's your grand prize, selected and especially for you. And it was always some piece of junk. some no-name, like, washer and dryer.
Always the worst clean. The worst prizes on television.
Yeah. Da-da-da. Ba-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. All right.
Okay, throwing you a curveball here to cut 17.
Cut number 17. Any hint needed?
I think it was hosted by Alex Trebek. That'll be the first hint. I don't think you need anything beyond that.
Okay.
I take that back. It was Jim Perry.
All right, I'm going to take a wild guess. Is it Card Sharks?
Card Sharks.
It is. Card Sharks. Man, I had no idea.
Remember that's where they had the big
sharks? Well, I remember
big ass dice.
Oh, all right.
Where you would come out and they would throw the, like, the, you know, the kind of dice you hang from your windshield?
Yeah.
You would come out and throw them.
Like, and Jim Perry. I don't even know who Jim Perry was.
That's High Rollers.
Oh, well.
Card Sharks.
Card Sharks, they had big cards on top of them,
What they would do is they'd ask you a question, how many Americans would say this?
Right.
And then one person would guess and the other person would say higher or lower.
Card Sharks.
It's Card Sharks. All right, I'm on the comeback trail now. What's our next one, Rob?
You want a hard one or one that you'll know right away?
Well, give us an easy one.
All right, then go to number 13.
At number 13. Easy, you say?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Me too. Ah, match game.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh.
Mike, you get a free
All right, Mike, here's your free shot, Mike. Yeah.
These are so, you know them, you've heard them a million times, but it's very difficult to get them. I'm going to say, did Peter Tamarkin host it?
No, one host for a long time.
All right, then you ready for a hint?
Yeah.
All right. It was in a variety of $25,000.
$25,000 pyramid.
Oh, God. It was so well known. Dick Clark.
The way that he would sign off.
And then he'd hold his head at that jaunty angle like this.
Hi there. Fingered
salute.
So long, Dick Clark, and he liked that curvature of the spine thing where his butt would be sticking out.
Not that I'm counting, but I'm pitching the perfect game now in the second half of this.
You're definitely, I think you may have taken the lead.
What's the next cut, Rob?
Here's a hard one, number 18.
18. Got a hit for us?
I couldn't get the pyramid. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
All right, it was a Bob Stewart show that was seen on NBC in the early 70s, hosted by Mike Darrow.
Oh, man.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of Bob Stewart.
Is they going to know this one?
Maybe not.
Okay.
I remember it.
They're so jive. They all sound the same, don't they?
They reek of polyester.
And they re-ran it on the USA Network.
car returning champion. From Las Vegas, Nevada, he lives in his car. Rob Grippy.
Rob will be going up against a very successful salesman from Northern Virginia. Let's say hi to Tim McQuillia.
I give. Do you
How about
give?
A hint? How about a hint?
I really, I give you all the hints it has. Right. Jackpot.
Jackpot? Jackpot, jackpot. It's a crazy jackpot time.
And now it's the same kind of soundtrack you'd hear like on a British sex film.
Yeah, a wacky sex
when they were going through the naked scene, you know, where they're running around all the kitchens.
In fast motion.
All tasty.
Okay, we both petered out on that. Give me another one, Rob.
Okay, easy one. Cut 14.
Number 14.
This is the final three.
Number 14.
Final three. Here we go.
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Oh, you see, that Mike said it first, but you rang in first, so I don't know.
What do you mean rang in first?
I raised my hand.
But I said Price is Right first. I said Price is Right first.
I have to say tie on
tie,
that.
All right.
Tie. It's a car.
William.
Car for William Rod. What do we have here?
We're running late on time. We have two more, Rob?
Two more.
Okay. What's another one?
Number 16.
Number 16.
Easy or hard?
Easy, I think.
Easy?
Okay.
Wait for the CD to queue up, and here we go.
Family Feud. Oh, I love it, tie. Which puts all the pressure on the
That was a definite tie. That was a definite tie. And now let's play the Family Feud.
Here are the Murphys.
Let's say hi to the Gavin family. Boy, wouldn't you really like this?
Da-da-da.
Let's play the Feud.
All right, one more, Rob.
Last one, and I believe this will decide the match. Cut 15.
Cut 15. Easy or hard?
I'm not saying.
All right. Oh, you toy with us. Okay, cut 15.
Match game.
That is right.
Match game.
I had a clue for you, too.
Match game.
Man.
Long, skinny microphone.
With Gene Rayburn.
There's Jack and Brett Plugman. Charles Nelson Reilly.
And Arson Bean.
And always some cold fish like Judy Carn or something like that, right?
That's right. One, though, if it's on the Game Show Network, I never go by it because it's a great show.
It's a great
game.
That's pretty good. Where was that? Where'd that CD come from? Let me see it for a second. Oh, it came, Mike, it came from the Game Show Network.
That's great.
So I guess he played us most of them.
So they run all those.
Yeah. Let's see. Rob played us Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. What's My Line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you never played us Password.
Yeah.
Let me hear what Password. I don't even remember what the theme to Password is. Who would have known that?
Alan London. Alan Ludden. And Betty White. Betty White.
The password is Michael Torres.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like pinball, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic iron,
it's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Pothead Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 no. Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Meat, honey. Are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, he's a wonderful, magical animal.
Circumcised and damn
am proud of it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're really great news today, as we mentioned. Buzz, parking spot number 16.
Bravo!
Thank you. That's right.
Thank there you go, Buzz.
Thank you all. Guy Ferdinand.
Thank you.
Oh, before we get done with the segment, I call as my witness, Canon Grace.
Canon.
Oh, no, what's this?
Oh, what, was the fairy godmother have a problem with Canon?
Oh, I know. No, this is directed at Buzz about his parking spot.
Oh, really?
Right.
Big deal, Burbank.
Well, there she is.
Always one cynic.
Here's Canon Grace, the gentle giant.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Canon. Know what I want to say to you? What do I want to say? How about those Suns?
You know, I love the Suns. I like them. They're a good team. They had an off night.
How about those Suns?
Are you a Suns man?
No, I just enjoy, I like the team. I mean,
he's a big boaster of the Phoenix Suns.
So you know, when someone says, "Are you a Suns man?" They say, "No, I like the team." You are a Suns man, huh?
I don't have any like apparel or anything like that. I'm just, you know,
if they win the NBA,
he's very vocal about them until last night when San Antonio killed them. He's been very vocal. If I had your phone number, I would have called you last night.
I just don't think the Bulls are going to win the entire thing.
Oh, you're so wrong about that.
Would you guys like to make it interesting?
Anytime.
I don't bet.
You name it, Mike.
What do you mean you don't bet? I mean, it's not a bet like money bet. It's a bet where
even though you have more money than we do, Ken.
No, that's not true.
It's a bet where you have to do something.
And that is
true. I don't
bet.
That's even worse than money.
That's the kind of bet. Oh, it would be so much fun. I'd like to see you in a dress or something.
Cannon's like a millionaire or something like that. Aren't you?
No, it's not true.
Isn't your dad a millionaire?
No.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No, it's not.
How do you afford stuff like, what's that thing you were telling me about yesterday? He tells me he bought this thing. He's got it strapped onto his belt.
It's a GPS.
What is a GPS?
It's a global positioning
satellite.
Yeah.
You carry around a global position. Can I see
today?
That?
I was showing it off to everybody.
When he was describing it to me yesterday, he said, "For instance, if you're ever in Honduras,
yes,
I can pull up a map of streets in Honduras.
I can tell you which way to turn.
What a gizmo!
Or if you ever go to Italy." Mm-hmm. I can tell you how to find a cigar store there.
I understand that they can take a TV, put it on your wrist. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Rob Spiewak just handed me a note that says, "Get comfy for this demo." This is a long demonstration, Rob. Have you sat through the demonstration?
Does this mean that I'm in... Is this showing me where I am right now?
Why do you need a gizmo cannon that will tell you where all of the lakes are, that will tell you how to find your way around Honduras? Cannon?
I go off-roading, and so, you know, it's nice to have, because there's nothing more accurate than the GPS. You're able to determine where you are, the elevation, if you're...
What's the elevation right now? Where we are right now?
Unfortunately, this is... I can't get inside because the satellites...
I'm zooming in, though, to know exactly where I am. Will that zoom me right into the studio?
It zooms in 120 feet.
Yeah, 120 feet.
Wait a minute,
though.
It tells you the address? Well... How stupid are you if you don't know where you are?
I'm continuing to zoom in.
I mean, even if you're lost, you know where you are, right?
I'm right on.
Well, theoretically, yeah. But it also, I mean, it tells you your speed, how fast you're walking. If you're driving in the car, how fast. It's more accurate. It's also on the atomic clock. So if you want to know what time it is, you're set.
Oh, boy, it's getting detailed now.
How do you spell worthless?
It says I'm in a 3-mile radius right now. It's showing me within 3 miles.
Yeah. You can go even further.
I can go even like 120 feet.
Now, this is his big new gizmo.
Yeah. How much does something like this set you back, Canada?
$350.
$350 for this?
Yeah, you tell me his dad's not a millionaire.
It's waterproof.
He wasted $350 on that.
Oh, it's worth it. I mean, I enjoy going off-roading and stuff, and so one of the things I want to get is a Mercedes-Benz Unimog. And it doesn't have...
What is that?
It's a like a heavy-duty truck, and they don't... They're
a
made
Unimog?
Yeah, but they don't have mile per hour. It's done in kilometers.
No.
And so,
that will come in handy when you buy your Mercedes-Benz Uniblob.
Unimog. You put it on the dash, and it tells you how fast you're going in miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. All right, now...
And how much would the Mercedes-Benz Uniblob run you?
The Unimog is actually... You can get it like $6,000.
$6,000.
A brand new one. I mean, they had one in Jurassic Park that was $200,000, but you can get one from the 60s that is better than a Humvee and cheaper, and it'll do more.
That's incredible.
You're a weird guy, Cameron.
That's, you know, I just want to say that when it zoomed into 150 feet, it was a triangle with a squiggly coming out of its, like a squiggly tail, and nothing else to tell me where I was. So
let me
if
see
I use that,
let me see it.
Zoom in all the way, and then when you get down to the last part where you're supposed to be, it's nothing.
I just want to describe what it is. What it is it's like a high-tech compass.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And it's got, like, a picture of a map, Washington, Maryland.
All the roads and railroads.
Using the rocker keypad, point to your approximate location and press enter.
Well, this is just the biggest waste of money I've ever seen.
Do you go like out in the wilderness a lot? Or
I cannot imagine.
Really?
Off-roading, yeah.
Really?
When do you
go next time you want to spend $300 on something, why don't you just give me the money? I need the money.
If you could tell me where I was all the time, I mean, I'd do it. But
you love it. You love it.
Why don't you just look at a street sign?
I mean, it's kind of like know where you are. Like, I know I'm in Fairfax, you know, right here on Main Street.
For example, if you're going out in a boat.
This would only help you if you're in Africa, man.
No, if you're going fishing, I mean, there's nothing that'll tell you better, you know, great fishing spots than that.
Well, how?
Because you mark wherever you catch a fish, you'll mark as a waypoint where you are, and you know that's a great spot to go fishing.
Have you used it that way yet?
No, I just got it 2 days ago.
What have you done? Well, how have you used it thus far?
I've just driven around.
So you're gonna mark the fishing holes?
I told you, he's Richie Rich, man.
But it's got all the roads, all the interstates. It's got everything, even like Alaska. I mean,
that'll come in handy.
No, I mean anywhere you want to go.
Does it do anything besides telling you where you are?
It can tell you how to get there. It tells you sunrise, sunset times for anywhere, wherever you are. It'll tell you the sunrise.
I'm usually sleeping at sunrise.
You can find that out for a quarter in the newspaper.
Well, see, if you do that every day, you end up getting, you know, that's a value right there. That's a great
value. Wait. That's a value. The newspaper is the value for 25 cents.
But the newspaper is difficult to get. Let's say if you're in Honduras.
What do you mean the newspaper's difficulty? Well, you're not in Honduras.
Go out. There's a box right on the corner.
And I bet you even in Honduras you get yourself a paper if you wanted it.
If you are lost, I mean, it's great because if you go to somewhere traveling.
You're going
to
keep it on your belt. You're going to carry it with you. It's a big, bulky cell phone size.
It's like Revenge of the Nerds thing.
It weighs 9 ounces. It's like a cell phone size. I mean, it's waterproof. It's shockproof.
Do you sleep with it in case you get lost when you're sleeping?
But it uses 12 satellite. It's 12 parallel channel.
It's goofy.
You're goofy. You're a goofy man.
That is an odd item right there.
And the
there.
Phoenix Suns just cannot suck enough.
You know, you can't win them all.
Wouldn't you like to, like, make it interesting, though?
No.
Wouldn't you love to shove these words back down my throat?
I mean,
I mocked your new rich boy toy.
It's for the good of the show, Cannon. It's for the good of the show if you wager and say, I have to. How about just the old wear a dress bet?
I don't bet. I'm not a betting man.
You come to work in a dress.
I'm not a betting man.
If the Bulls win, you come to work in a dress. If the Suns win, Don comes
he'll
to
never,
work in a
he'll
dress.
He'll never take the bet because he knows the Bulls are unbeatable.
Is that true?
No, I can guarantee you the Bulls will not win. The entire thing.
You can guarantee the Bulls will
cart that up. It'll be.
You want to put. You want to
guarantee.
You want to put a dress behind that? Because I will guarantee you the Chicago Bulls will win the NBA.
Come on, we've all worn dresses on this show. Rob, talk your friend into this.
How about if you lose, you buy me something nice and expensive.
No, I don't bet. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not really betting if you're doing the dress thing. It's not like betting. It's just kind of like.
How about you just give me $350 if you lose?
Unfortunately, not. Sorry. I mean, I just I'm not betting.
All right, Cannon. Okay, well, I just wanted to bust your chops a little bit about the Suns.
Can I ask a favor since you don't bet then?
Okay.
One time, like in the next 6 months, will you come to work in a dress?
No.
Just so I can see you wearing a dress?
I got married in a dress, in a kilt.
In a kilt?
Yeah.
How about you wear your kilt to work one day?
There you go. Here's your toy.
You wouldn't wear your kilt to work?
No.
Now, do you have to use that to find out where the door is to leave the room?
No.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
If you want to know where the place I bought it, I can tell you during a commercial break.
Absolutely.
The place you bought what?
The GPS.
A good deal?
What?
A great deal.
Okay,
I
want to
thank the folks at Garmin. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
He sure does talk up the Phoenix Suns.
I think he should bet you.
All year long, he's been screaming at me. But, you know, relatively speaking, because the Cannon's screaming is like, hey, Suns are really looking good.
I guarantee you the Bulls will not win the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been taunting me with that.
And
Suns look pretty good, huh?
I guarantee you, if I'm fishing in Honduras, I will know where the next fishing hole is.
How about that, huh? That's Cannon Grace, everybody. That's the lad that's earning minimum wage answering our telephones. We will come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. Perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong.
And that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Mike Korn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis. And this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
You are a great crowd. Thank you so much. Hey, no, folks, it's not noted Elvis impersonator Michael Hoover. It's your old buddy Rob reminding you to listen especially carefully during the best of while Don and Mike are on vacation. Somewhere in the best of lies the answer to the trivia question Don and Mike will ask when they come back from vacation. Get the question right, win $1,000. Just like Dude Walker says, listen and win. Listen to the best of Don and Mike.
Got to mention, Washington Capitals lost their game last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is what I really want to talk about, okay?
Yeah, I know. You want to kick me while I'm down?
Well, no. Listen.
Go ahead. It's a wide open
opportunity for some ball busting. You got to admit it, right?
Go ahead. I'm not down enough. You make me feel even worse about that game because I'm not going to the game Saturday night.
Right. Okay. Let me just set this up, okay?
Yeah, so nobody could be more down about the Washington Capitals.
Wait, I'll sit
here and get my balls busted by you even more because I was so happy when I woke up this morning. I was so depressed about the game, and now I gave my tickets to my brother-in-law, and I'm getting my chops busted.
Go ahead, bust
my chops.
This is spin. This is excellent spin. And you know what that is? Like in the name game, mm-hmm. you're throwing up a preemptive strike before I could come back with my ball busting.
I want to tell everyone in this room that I am going to try to exercise self-control during these next painful moments.
Okay, just let me say, if the situation was reversed, would you not bust my balls?
No, I'd be worried that you'd get too mad.
All right, well, I'll take that risk.
Okay.
Because you've been on the Caps bandwagon since they got in the playoffs.
Yes.
Been going to the games.
Mm-hmm.
Not only on our show, but like in the hallway and stuff.
Right.
You know, telling people, hey, Caps are doing it. Caps all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Said to me just a few days ago, mm-hmm. you've gotten tickets to the Stanley Cup game.
Yep.
You had your whole weekend plan, right?
Yes.
You just said you're going to play golf, then you were going to go to the game on Saturday night.
Right.
You described it, I believe, as the perfect weekend when you were talking about it to me.
Yes.
Okay, so I was a little surprised today when after they lost the game last night, when you came in and you sat down and you said, I'm not going to the game.
Going to the Tuesday night game, I'm not going to the Saturday night game. And you know something? If they lose the Saturday night game, I might not even go to the Tuesday night game.
All right. Okay. That's fine. Let's go Caps.
I don't know what you want from me.
Wow.
I don't know what you want, but I am very, very angry.
Oh, come on.
I am. I'm so pissed at the Caps. Mm. I am so pissed.
Okay. Well, listen. Let it go then.
I am so pissed.
What did I tell you when I came in today?
I told everybody. I walked around sort of jokingly, but I said, you know something? Caps are going to win it in four. Mm. I think this is a matchup that's going to work. I think the Caps are going to win it in four. And I told a lot of people that. And I wasn't really convinced of that, but it sounded good, and I was hoping that might happen. And I thought it might happen. So the Caps go down last night. And I also said this to a lot of people. I said, you know something? Getting to the finals is an accomplishment in and of itself.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not, you know, whatever happens.
Boy.
I remember like the fifth game of the Buffalo series, I said to people, I said, you know, getting to the finals, that's accomplishment enough. And, you know, whatever happens is gravy. No. Well, I didn't believe that.
No.
I know I want them to win the Stanley Cup. And everybody, you know, that roots for them.
Of course. Listen to Buzz. Reassuring Buzz. Of course.
I was so pissed off.
Of course, bandwagon jumper. Of course.
I'm not. I'm still on the bandwagon. Nobody wants the Caps to win more than I do. I want them to win. Believe me. Even though I'm not going to the game Saturday night, I want them to win. And, you know, there'll be that little bit of me that'll be sitting there. If they do win the game, they'll be, you know, be sitting there going, man, I should have gone to the game. But I gave the tickets to my brother-in-law to take his wife to the game for Saturday night because I was so mad at the Caps. I'm still mad. I woke up mad.
Washington Capitals, number one fan, Mike O'Mara, right here.
No, I don't think I am a number one fan. I think if I was a number one fan, you're right. I would be going to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something right now.
You know what sucks?
You're so funny. I'll tell you what, you're so funny because, you know, I've known you how long? Like 13 years now.
Right.
What did I tell you in the office today? I said, I've been waiting all along.
Yeah.
For the real you to come out.
Well, define the real me. Okay. Because right, you're making it into something that it probably isn't.
It bubbled under.
Mm-hmm.
It bubbled under like when the Caps had a couple of series where they were down like maybe 2-1.
Well, if you were sitting next to me, you would know that it wasn't bubbling under. It's been there all along. I am a very negative fan. I am a very I like it when they score goals.
I've only heard the positive in the recent weeks.
No, that's not true because when Charlie Estoso was here, if you remember, he was talking about sitting next to me at the game and how negative I was at the game and how I was yelling profanities out during the game because I was very negative. So it's been there all along.
I thought he was just talking about your regular negative behavior.
No, he was talking about my behavior at the game. He was talking about, this is so painful. You know what?
Okay, listen,
I was so depressed when I woke up this
first
morning.
Stanley Cup game ever played in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First game ever played in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And you're not going.
Neither are you.
Well, I don't care about the Caps.
Right. I do.
I didn't get tickets. Oh, okay. Here's the other thing you did. When you got the tickets?
What?
Remember in the office that day when you held them up and you said, listen, not only did I get these great seats,
right,
but I got this other pass to go in this other place,
right,
like to relax between the periods and stuff?
Yep.
Said, it'll be great.
What you also didn't know is that I said if they didn't split or at least win one game in Detroit, I was going to go to this other thing that I'm supposed to go
to. When did you say that?
I said that to everybody that I was connected with, my family.
Am I not connected?
No, not when it comes to hockey and a lot of other things. And a lot of other things you're not connected with either. Okay, Mr. Man.
Okay.
All right. I'm starting to get angry.
Okay, bandwagon jumper.
Fine. You can call me whatever you want. You can call me. But you know something? I had season tickets to the Caps for 2 seasons in a row, and I love this team. And if they win, fine. I will be very happy. Nobody will be more happy. Nobody. I don't want them to lose, and I think you jump off a bandwagon if you want your team to lose.
Okay. And I think you jump off a bandwagon if you yell and scream about them when they're doing good. Then when they lose a game, you don't go to the game.
No, I've been to many, 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 many games that they've lost and gone to many games after they've lost.
But this was a special game.
This was a special series.
I'm not in the inner circle, in the inner government of Mike O'Mara, so
right.
I don't know. I only get the crap that the people on the outside get.
Okay. I'm not going to do this. Okay. I'm not going to do this. I'll stop right now. I'll just stop right now. Okay.
That's
what I'm supposed to do. I'll stop right now. Okay, I don't want to pursue this. I'm very upset that the Capitals lost. This is not making me feel any better.
All right.
You know when you're upset about a game because they lose and you wake up in the morning after the game and you're still upset because they lost? That's how I felt this morning.
Okay.
And this isn't making it any better for me at all. This is making it a lot worse. And you've achieved your goal. The ultimate ball buster has achieved his goal and made me feel worse than I felt when I came in here. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Yay! Kudos to you. Let's have a great show because I feel rottener than I felt all day today.
Hey, this is a good start to the show.
Good. Good for you. I'm glad I have made you happy, Mr. Happy.
You made our listeners happy.
Good. I'm glad.
Sure. Listen to this. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
What?
What a wuss. You heat and weathered fan.
So you made everybody happy, Mike.
Good. I'm glad. I hope I've made you happy, sir.
Way to go, Mike. Come on.
But come on,
Mike. Capitals all the way to the finish. Come on, man.
I'm with the Capitals. I'm just not going to the game.
Oh, Mike.
I'm not going to the game.
You let me down, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Damn, he's really pissed. We got to stop it.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't think I could feel worse than when I woke up this morning. I didn't think it was possible. I did not think it was possible. Okay. I was driving in today saying, now, I know you're in a bad mood because the Caps lost. Pick it up and try to get a good mental attitude.
Sorry I dragged that out of you.
And, man, I tell you, that was my attitude. Come in and have a positive attitude, man. Have a positive attitude. And now I just want to jump off a building right now.
Okay. All right, well,
mission accomplished.
Okay.
Way to go.
It was a good bit.
Thank you. I'm glad I could help.
It was a good story.
Good story. I'm glad
it was a good story.
I'm glad I could help.
Oh, come on. If it was someone else,
yeah,
you'd enjoy busting their balls about it.
Oh,
come on.
I,
I'm fine. I know it's supposed to be good for me to get my balls busted. Everybody gets their balls busted on this show. You do, Buzz does, I do, and that's good. It just doesn't have to feel good.
Okay.
It feels terrible.
Okay.
It sucks.
It's a good start to the show.
They went into the third period up 3-1.
Let it go. Come on, let it out.
3-1.
Really? Do you need some music or do you want to do it dry?
And then they came back. And then Detroit comes back and scores another goal. And then Joey Juno scores a goal. Bingo. 20 seconds after that, he scores another goal. I was there. What are you getting there? What are you getting, Mr. Shorts? All right. I don't trust you either. What do you get? What's that music you're getting?
I'm trying to help just pepper your rampage with some music. I said to Rob, how about some music?
Oh, boy. I don't know. You know.
At what time did you decide you wouldn't be going to the game? It couldn't have been when they were up 3-1, right?
No. No.
So at what point? Listen, because I was kind of watching the game last night. When it was 4-4?
I had the tickets out of my hand as soon as they went into the overtime period and they scored and won. As soon as that puck went in the net, the tickets, and I mean, I've got tickets to all the games for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it's only because of my wife. She said, keep the other tickets. Don't give him all the tickets.
You wanted to give them all to your brother-in-law.
Yeah. If we're being honest. I got to be honest.
All right.
I got to be honest,
okay,
dear.
Okay, there you go.
I have a history with this team of being there for the agony. And, you know, I'm delighted they've made it to the Stanley Cup and take nothing away from them. But I was so pissed. And it's the kind of piss that I only remember in 1986. I felt the same way.
Oh, now he's going to start his Red Sox race.
Well, it's the truth. When the Red Sox lost the World Series in 1986, I woke up in the morning feeling the same way
but this morning. You wouldn't have given up the tickets, though, right, to go see the Red Sox because they lost the game?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. You know what it is? It's just I don't want to feel that kind of feeling that I felt last night, because when they went into overtime, you're talking about a team that scored two goals to tie it and then scored a third goal, three straight goals. And I was sitting there going, you know, we're high-fiving, and then it was so depressing and so miserable. And my wife says I take it too personally. And
really?
Maybe she's right.
Really?
I do.
So you're hearing that from someone in your inner circle.
And then to go through that pain over a sports team, and then to come into the office and be accused of jumping off the bandwagon, which is just like the worst thing you can do as a fan. It's like I've got the worst of everything now. Not only if I am if I'm off the bandwagon, then how come I feel so rotten that they lost?
I think you feel rotten you're not going to the game. No. I don't doubt you feel rotten that they lost, but...
Well, I mean, the whole thing with the bandwagon and stuff that I'm, you know... Yeah, now I didn't even think about... Well, maybe I did a little bit.
Sure.
Maybe a little bit of me felt that way. But, I mean, when you... Boy, I tell you, I came in and said, I gave my tickets away for Saturday night, and Don just jumps out of his chair and goes, whoa! What a bandwagon jumper! Bandwagon jumper!
The big moment.
But I'll be at Tuesday's game. Rain or shine, I will be at Tuesday's game. So I retract the previous statement that I made about if they lose Saturday night.
Super fan, Mike O'Mara.
For whatever reason, it's come full circle, and I feel better now.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Could it be that you get your balls busted to such an extent where it just comes full circle, they're so totally busted that you just don't care anymore?
Listen, I'll tell you exactly how it works.
I was so mad when I came into the office.
You let the guilt go.
Yeah.
You let it go. You felt kind of guilty.
I still feel guilty.
Well, you could go.
No. No, I wouldn't do that because, you know, I gave my brother-in-law the tickets.
Yeah, you could call him up.
Well, I would be going with him, but I think he's, you know, I'm not going to make him change his plans and go through that after I've, you know, he might actually have other arrangements made, and I'm not going to do that. That's not fair to him.
You're so great after all you've been through.
Yes.
You're still thinking of others first.
That's nice.
You're so great.
You are the worst. You enjoy this. It's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been a good long time.
It's been a long time since I had such a free open shot. Just let me say that. I did a... Someone...
The joy. You know, if I brought you, partner of 13 years, great joy...
You know, it's akin to last night...
I feel better. I don't know why I feel better.
That's good.
It's come full circle. I am not as angry. I could be angry, like, if I reflect on this moment, but I'm not as angry as I was before.
Good.
And I will feel the calls. I will feel the calls of, hey, you're wuss, you let us down.
No, I think that moment is past now.
All right, good.
You've chilled out now. I think everybody's with you now.
And I love the team. I still think it's just, I was so pissed last night. It was so, it was like everything I've remembered with this team, with the 3-1 leads that they've had in series. The Sox, when they go down to one strike, it was the same type of thing. You see, there are two teams. There are two teams.
Okay, all right.
Maybe three. Maybe three. You know, there's one winning team that I've ever rooted for, and that's because I was out, you know, from outside of the New York area growing up, and I rooted for the Giants, and they won a couple of Super Bowls.
You should talk to your analyst about this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Red Sox. Hey. Let me finish. Both of you, let me finish. I'm not done yet. I'm owed this time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
The Don and Mike Show. Freedom from constipation. It's the Don and Mike Show.
So I was simply saying...
All right, Superfan, I'm sorry.
...that these Superfan has had a long life of being worn down by his sports teams. And Superfan is simply... You know what he's doing? Here's how I'm going to express this. You know what I'm doing Saturday night?
I have no idea.
And if you say I don't care, I will come across the console and I will rip your throat up.
I care deeply. You know, I only wish that you cared about me the way you care about the other people who apparently know when you say something like, I'm going to go to the game unless they lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hurts me also. I might be the ball buster, but it doesn't mean that I can't have my balls busted, Mike.
What do you mean? I wasn't paying attention. What is your point? Make your point. What are you saying to me?
Back before, when we were arguing about when I said, I never heard you say that if they didn't win the game that you were going to give the tickets to your brother-in-law, and then you said, well, you know, you say that to your family and to the people that are important to you, or whatever you said.
Did that hurt your feelings?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't mind telling you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad your feelings were hurt, because mine have been hurt for this entire segment.
I can't imagine it hurts as much as being a super fan. Yeah. You and I have these little spats all the time, man. No big
Not like
deal.
This. Not like this. We haven't had a good one like this in a good long time.
Oh, come on.
We haven't.
Last time I checked, you were feeling good.
You know, it's all cyclical. It's starting to spiral again. I feel myself losing control again. I'm hanging on. I feel myself slipping away a little bit right now.
Hello, Donovan Show.
Hey, my friend gave me this number, said to call. There was a guy selling his Capo season tickets.
I don't have season tickets.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye. You're feeling that one well.
Thank you. Did
Hello.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I'll accept all judgment on how I handle these calls all day now till the end of the show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just want to call it. I side with Mike on this one. I mean, like, I felt awful last night. Imagine it's Super Bowl 39, like, Redskins Cowboys. Say the Cowboys and Redskins both make the.
Hey, it's a super fan meeting right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, like, change the subject.
You go right ahead. I think I deserve to take one call.
Exactly.
Who's defending me.
Right on, Mike.
Thank you.
Mark Rip, the Redskins are up, say, 37.
Well. Let this man speak. He's making perfect sense to me. You understand. That suffice to say, you understand me.
Yeah.
Good.
Completely.
I think a lot of people understand.
Sure.
It's anger.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Go back to Pilar in Florida, Buzz. She misses you, man.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye now. All right.
All right.
All right. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's Mike's problem? Why'd you say defensive about the whole thing?
Because I'm guilty. Very guilty. I'm being attacked, and so when one's, you know, being attacked, one goes into a defensive crouch.
Correct.
He's not attacking you.
Hey, listen.
You're a little sensitive.
Hey, hold on a second. First, you seem to show great wisdom as far as I'm concerned, but your radio's way up too loud, okay?
Well, now it's not.
Okay. Is that what were you saying?
He's just being too sensitive.
No, he aced it. He aced it. He feels guilty about it. He probably, right now, is very resentful of the fact
that... You know what I got now?
20 minutes on a national radio show.
Let's put this in perspective right now. Let's say right now the Capitals happen to have some kind of miracle comeback, and they come back and they actually win the Stanley Cup.
Mm.
It's forever tainted for me. It is forever tainted. So that's another bad thing that I have to feel about now.
Hey, Mike, you want to change the subject and get Don feeling guilty?
What?
You want to change the subject and get Don feeling guilty?
Sure, go ahead.
He's always talking about how his wife never does Monica's for him. How many times did he ever do anything for her down there?
Well, why don't you ask me and I would tell you the truth, like I've discussed with my wife.
Okay.
I try to do it all the time. Haven't you ever been down there and you've gotten the tug?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
I'm serious, you douche.
Oh, my God, man. Okay.
I try.
That, you sure you're doing it right?
No, I try.
What do you know? Are you like the expert in that arena?
Yeah, he's very good.
I consider myself gifted.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Sure, okay. No fair time for me, bud.
All right. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
He had his own agenda there. He likes it. Now he's patting himself on the back and saying, I controlled that entire call.
Oh, boy, Mike. Now I know how you feel because I just had my balls busted. Ouch, man. Ouch, I have sore balls. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm not doing too good.
I know. I'm a Red Sox fan, too, so I know what you're feeling.
You know exactly what I'm feeling.
I know exactly what you're going through.
You know how long that's been.
You're at the loser convention right now.
That's enough. You don't have to say it's a loser convention. I don't think losers are people that have gone through as much as we have gone through and persevered. We're still alive. We're still out here plugging. Still making our way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You started selling like George Patton. Hello.
What's up, Don?
You look over and put your hand in that pile of goo. You used to be your buddy. What? Well, I guess he lost his train of thought.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to speak to Mike.
Yeah, I don't even want to go near that call. Hello.
Don't go there.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, whatever happened with Gilligan?
Gilligan,
remember Buzz had a Buzzcast on Gilligan Gets His Day in Court?
Right, he was busted. Somebody sent him pot through the mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's funny, isn't it, Magic? Yeah. And, you know, I was talking with Mike. Now I'll totally change the topic away, okay, from the super fan conversation.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Mike was doing his Magic Johnson laugh before the show today.
Right.
Which he did yesterday before we had the tape.
Right.
When you aced it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to it. And I said, that sounds, the way Magic Johnson laughs, sounds kind of like, it's a different Jeff Spicoli-like laugh.
Right. Huh?
Right? And I'm sure Magic isn't high.
No.
But if you stop and think about it, you know, like, sit around with some guy, and he's smoking a joint, and you tell him some stupid story, and he goes...
Yeah, right? There it is.
It has that quality to it.
Right?
Very laid back.
It's a just... Yeah, it's a Spicoli laugh.
Very similar. Very similar laughs.
A la Magic Johnson.
Who won some championships, right, when he was with the Lakers? That's what I was thinking last night when I was watching that show. That's how screwed up. Ooh, almost said a bad word. That's how effed up my head was last night. Wow. I was saying, Magic Johnson, you know, he may be terrible on this talk show, but he won some championship.
Unlike the Capitals.
Unlike the Capitals. Right. It's sick.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Come back to Florida, Buzz.
Hey.
Oh, it's Pilar.
It's the original.
Hey. Hi, Pilar.
Is Pilar, why don't you come back to Florida? I will take Rob A, too.
Oh, well, then the deal's off.
Rob A, too.
It's a threesome.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Yes, you are on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to tell you that you could be in a lot worse shape. You could be a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of teams that have legacies of losing that are a lot worse, but, it sucks.
Most fans go to the games, though, if they got tickets.
I'm on your side. I understand what you're going through because we do it a lot here in the Vikings area, so.
Yeah, a lot of no-shows up there in Minnesota. That's right. Yeah. Always great to hear our Minnesota fans checking in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to. Lots of empty seats in the Metrodome.
I will not be responsible for empty seats. Those seats are being used by someone else that's a family member.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Mike doesn't sound like the kind of guy you really want to piss off. He seems kind of agitated about this whole thing.
I am fine. I was agitated before, but I found my space and I found my comfort zone and I've calmed down. I mean, I don't know why I've calmed down, but it actually once it's over and once you get done and you realize that it's all right. I'm better than I was before, and in a way, I feel better than I did when I woke up this morning.
There you go, baby. There you go, baby.
I have no idea. Hang in there, buddy. I know how it feels.
Thank you. Yeah, it sucks.
Really, you know how it feels? You know how it feels to have tickets from the Stanley Cup Finals and not go?
No, not that bad.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. You couldn't help me there, could he? You couldn't help me at that last second. Had to leave me out to dry. What a catch 22, man. What a terrible situation to be in.
All right. One last call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Mike, man, I want to say congratulations. You know, you came across as being real for the first time in a long memory for me. And I just want to say it sounded good, man. You need to get angrier more often. And, I don't want to cast an aspersion on your relationship with Don. Don, you're the genius, and so forth. But I think you need to, you know, be more real and show yourself. And
listen, hold on. First, I want to tell you something. I think what you get on our show is the way that we are. Much as you would like Mike to explode like I do,
uh-huh.
You know, that's not his personality, man.
That's right.
Listen, I'll tell you something right now, and I mean this. Even with him being super fan and everything,
yeah,
he's 100 times nicer person than I am.
Not all the time.
No, I mean during the show?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, and I believe you, but sometimes it comes across, and it sounds, to me, it sounds a little put on. And
what sounds put on?
Sometimes it seems like you're a little deferential, you're a little more, you kowtow a little bit to Don. And I understand that has to go on to some extent because... You know,
you want him to get mad? Here you go. This is the magic. This is the magic potion right here.
No, it's all gone. It's all gone. I swear to God. I mean, it's like I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. And what bothers me was before that. What you said about that before is angers me. It had me so much angrier because of the state of mind I was in when I came in here.
Yeah.
It actually, you know, this doesn't mind. You're right. You know, when you got a two man show, one guy's got to drive the car. One guy's got to point it down the road in the right direction. And nobody does it better. Job than Don does, and I'm not saying that to suck up. I'm saying that because it's the truth,
yep.
And he lets me do what I love to do and gives me a vehicle for that, a vehicle that I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't get on any other radio show, and I love what I do,
yeah.
And that's why it works, and if you want to call it Cowtown, that's fine, but there's got to be one guy that runs point and one guy that's driving the car, and that's what I tell everybody about this show, and that's why this show's worked for, you know, over a decade and been successful, because that's the way it is. He's a type A. Don likes to have his hands in everything and everything that's going on.
I just played that tape right there.
Me, I like to, you know, to be honest with you, no, I got to be honest. Well, let me finish my thought here. When it comes to doing this show, I
got to stop snorting so much when I'm laughing.
I like to come in here and I like to be funny when we're on the air. That's what I enjoy doing. There was a time when, you know, you and I were starting this show where we butted heads a lot because we were feeling our way out and seeing which way it was going to go.
I'm sure you're familiar with the old good cop, bad cop routine.
Sure,
okay?
Sure. And we're both comfortable in our roles on this show.
That's why it's good. I'll agree with one thing that I think you were trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that Mike showed some real emotion.
Right.
You know, and I'm always trying to drag that out of him to talk mm-hmm. about his real life a little
right.
bit more and stuff like that. But he's not as... You know, he's not like me.
No.
Yeah.
You know, most people are like him. Not a lot of people want to get on the radio and talk about bowel movements and, you know, boning their wife. And
sure, and there are a lot of stuff that you say on the show, and you love it when we get that reaction where we'll all sit here and we'll kind of go, wow, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we'll get that squirmy reaction, and that's what makes it go. I mean, if you had two people that were exactly the same, if Don and I came in here and we were both screaming every single day.
You wouldn't listen to it,
you wouldn't listen to that show at all. Absolutely not.
I guess, Don, you put your finger on it, and Mike, you did too. It just sounded good, and...
it sounded good because it doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah.
Why don't you go put your finger on it right now?
You guys to change anything. You got to...
Okay, shut up. Gave you enough time anyway.
I thought he was very, very nice, Don, and so are you.
Dick. Listen to the show, man.
My name is Kowtow.
Yeah. Not on Mike's show.
Yeah, I'll stop thinking about that. I start thinking about that, I'll get mad all over again. That'll be the third cherry on my Sunday.
Look at my Sunday. Look at my little Sunday with three cherries on it. Kowtow, bad fan, Caps lose.
Okay.
Yay, happy Friday. Thanks, Magic.
Hello,
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
How are you? Tell me something. Whatever happened to the hags from Vermont?
Don't you listen? You know, I guess we haven't put that yet in the little disclaimer that we run that says one thing you can't call about is stuff that happened on the show years ago.
No calls about things that happened 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Right.
But tell me another thing, another question I got is...
tell me another story.
What makes the Washington Redskins so damn great? I mean, just because they're in Washington.
Oh, God. All right, listen carefully to what I'm going to say to you right now, okay? F you.
F you too.
And then he's
all right,
gone.
Good. Finally, we're communicating.
He's gone. I thought that went well.
Do you like the Washington Redskins?
What is this big thing?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Buddy, I'm in your corner on this one.
Thanks, buddy.
Let me tell you what happened to me in 1981. The Angels won, going to the playoffs, won the first three games and lost the next four.
I have never been to a ball game since in 20 years.
Wow.
So I know exactly what you're going through, buddy. Condolences are with you.
I'd like to make it real clear. I'm going to the Tuesday game. And you know something? I know I'm going to catch crap when I go to that game.
Yeah.
But I'm going to the Tuesday game. I'm going to hide. I'm glad I got those passes, that special room.
Yeah.
I hope there's a special room within the special room that I can just curl up in and hide.
Well, I know you're rooting for the Cavs, but like you mentioned, secretly in your heart of hearts,
yes,
you better hope they lose. Because you, one thing you were right about is that if they do win,
right,
that'll be your legacy.
It'll be tainted. But you know something?
It'll be your legacy.
The fact that we've done this now, and here's how my twisted mind works about sports.
Yes.
And it's weird. It really pisses off my wife, too, when I start talking. She says I read too much into sports, which I probably do.
Really?
But I feel this way, that by doing this right now, and by you know, Mr. Bad Fan and all this stuff, the Caps...
Super fan.
The Caps now will go out, and they will win Saturday. They will win Sunday. And you know, who knows? I don't know if that'll happen, but because I'm doing this because now I'm not going to be there. I think, you know, they'll have good
maybe
luck.
Maybe you're going to give them the impetus to win.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I don't think that. I think it's more karma than that. It's more spiritual. The fact that I'm not there, that will remove the Mike O'Mara hex from the team. I'm serious.
Okay.
I hate it.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.